Danger all around, girl, is about to begin. Danger all around, girl, here we go again. I'm gonna make sweet love to my baby.
Here we go. We're back with another Danger Hour podcast.
Yeah.
And here's your fearless leader, your one and only, James Danger Enriquez. And guess what? Guess what, everybody?
What? am I answering as everybody?
Yeah, that's you. I get to look across, and it's been a long time since this has happened,
yes,
right?
Yes, it has.
I get to look across into the beautiful, sparkling brown eyes of the
Hi,
one and only
me.
Boy Wonder sidekick, I like to call him now. Miguel Lido Ramirez.
Hello, people.
All right. Come a little close.
If it's just going to be us, can I do it like when I first got on?
Yes, you can.
Hey, how's everyone out there in Radioland?
Okay, we do not
Did
have...
Did I do that right? Did I do that right?
Shut up. That'd be fine.
Please, someone approve me.
We do not have a guest tonight because it was our choice not to do that, right? We decided not to do that?
Just like the abortions.
Yeah, we're pro-choice, no guests. We actually had a guest coming in, but something came up and he was not allowed to come in, so...
Lager.
Yeah. And we cannot...
like a foghorn.
We cannot get anyone else to come in at such short notice, so... We're going to do it just me and Lito. Like, and it's kind of poetic.
Hey, do it.
Hey-o. It's kind of poetic because the first time that you came on the show...
way back in the day.
Yeah, something went wrong. And we just wound up with me and you after that, right?
Yes, it did. Yes.
And so you and I started this thing. I think that was officially when it started, like, you know, it actually took off from there.
Yeah, it was like the fallout point, you know?
Yeah.
It was like when the original guitar player from Kiss left. And then they wrote a whole bunch of crappy songs.
It's not like that at all, but okay. It's something like that, I guess.
It's the reverse of that.
Yes. Well, it's kind of... The poetic part is we're ending the year just you and me.
Just you and me.
Just you and...
Just
that's not a song. That's a song.
Yeah, no. I just... it doesn't count if you just sing it?
No,
like,
no,
even
no.
If it's not lyrics?
No.
It has to
be a well-known. Maybe it'll be well-known now because your popularity
should,
and fame.
Yes. We should make that... Hey, you know what? Not to cut you off, but I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
The other day, I had this lady at work. We were all talking. Like, there's a whole bunch of customers and everything like that. And she just happened to, like, out of nowhere. Like, I wasn't even working with her. She's like, there should be a class where, you know, you should be able to learn how to balance your checkbooks and stuff. And I'm like, holy fuck. But I didn't give her too much, you know... I didn't give her too many kudos because she's an old lady, and I'm pretty sure
this is why she was
on the rape list.
This is why we need, right. This is why we need business cards. So anytime something like that happens, just slide her a card over in
just
front of her.
Just call us. I try to tell her about the tipping etiquette. You know, if they're not you know, I don't think all people should get a tip.
I've been thinking about that because I've heard, you know, tip your mailman, tip this person. It's Christmas time.
No. Fuck that.
It's like, what the fuck? Why do you got to tip any of these people?
Yeah.
Why do you even got to tip a bartender? I mean, I was a bartender, and believe me, I really appreciated that tip money, but why do you got to tip a bartender? I don't get it.
Why do you got to tip most people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess maybe a tip, like if someone's going to take over your car or watch your house, like, okay, so they don't fuck your shit up, you know? Maybe that'll help them take extra care. Oh, this guy's giving money on the side. He's cool, you know? More respect. But when it comes to serving me a drink, I don't get that. Or even the food thing. I don't know. And then they say, well, they don't make any money, you know? That's where they make the money. But it's like, okay, well, why is it my problem they don't make any money?
Yeah, exactly. Who told them to pick that job?
Yeah, whatever. So anyways,
you want a tip? Don't spit in the wind.
pee against the... Oh, no, not against the wind. Pee with the wind. Yeah. All right. So Lito here is drinking a Bud Light. I got my... I had a Widmer Brothers variety pack, and I'm working on the last of the Hef right now before I get into the rest. But so there's that. But so my Keystone Light's chilling, and it'll be there when I need it later in the future.
Keystone.
I figure, fuck it, it's Christmas time. I'm going to get some good beer.
Why not treat yourself to a good beer?
That's right. Ah. Anyways, before I get into this next thing, I wanted to give like a little kind of an update. Maybe a possible future lead, if you will. Okay?
Okay.
You all know about the neighbor Nazi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And by you all, I mean you, Lito.
Oh.
You all know. So, there's been a shocking development in this story. Not really. Don't let me get you too, you know, hopes up too high.
Beep, 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 beep.
So, I've been wanting to, I think I've told you guys, or you and whoever was on the past, whoever listens, that I've been wanting to talk to this guy about the Nazi days. So, I finally got my opening, if you will. I finally got an opening if I choose to use it.
Uh-huh.
So, the other day, he comes to my door. And he knocks.
Wait a minute, is that scary? Or
no.
But because you know the guy.
Yeah, he's a sweet old man.
But you kind of second-guessed it, right?
Just like my buddy told me, because he listened to the podcast, my buddy Edgar, he's like, what a sweet old murderous bastard.
Oh, look how sweet he is. I wonder if he washed the blood off
You know what,
his
it's
hands.
Very, it's very hard for me to believe that if... I'm starting to second-guess the whole thing. Maybe he really wasn't. He's so damn nice. I mean, well, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, but... Anyways, the way I can prove it is, he's told Natalie before that he wanted to take her out. For, I don't even know how the conversation came up. Somehow she got him to understand that she likes sausage. And
hell
yes. And every time I tell someone that, they start laughing the same way.
It's never a good sign.
And so she tells me that one day he wants to take her to get some German sausage. And I'm like, all right, is this like some innuendo? I'm going to give you some German sausage. I'm going to give it to you good.
Yeah, it's never a good time. Hey, can I take your wife out for some German sausage?
Where are you going?
Oh, just next door.
No. Now, so in the past, he's told me about having German beer and stuff, that he likes it. So, and so I was like, okay, maybe I should probably tag along and you know, maybe see about getting some German sausage and having some beer and talking.
He didn't invite you.
No, I know he didn't invite me.
He didn't
invite you. Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. So he knocks on the door, and I'm inside. I don't know, I forgot what I'm doing, but she opens the door, and I hear his voice, and I'm like, oh, I thought it was her dad, actually, that came. And he goes, oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to go have some sausage tomorrow. and I come, I'm like listening at the door, and I'm like, I was like, oh, shit.
This son of a bitch.
Yeah. And he goes, you know, German sausage. And I'm like, yeah, asshole. So I'm thinking, I'm listening, and he's talking to her for a while. And so I go to the door, and he goes, oh, hi, how are you doing? And
we'll talk later.
Yeah, I got to go. So I was hoping the guy would, I kind of wanted this, and maybe he would invite me too. He never did, though.
So it's
I'm standing there, oh, how you doing, this and that, back and forth. And then he's like, okay, well, you say you can't do it this weekend, huh, Natalie? And she goes, oh, no, I can't. And he goes, okay, maybe you and me can go next weekend. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
And so, and she's like, yeah. And she goes, oh, well, how's your holidays go? How's Christmas time? And this is like a week ago. And he goes, oh, not so good.
Oh.
And then it got awkward, right? And so she's like, oh, why? Well, you know, my wife recently passed away. And it's been like probably 3 weeks, maybe. And
he's like, wow.
He goes, so I don't want a tree. I told my kids, I don't want any tree. I don't want anything that's going to make this time of year harder on me.
Okay.
And so I start feeling like shit when he's talking like this. And then you know what he says? And here's my opening, man. Here's how I can get in. He goes, yeah, I've been very lonely at home. I've been very lonely. Just being there by myself. He goes,
polishing my German swords.
Looking at my collection of Nazi skin. And,
wiping them with all the Jew tears I kept in jars.
Did I say Nazi skin? I meant Jew skin. Jew skin. That doesn't make any sense, Nazi skin. Yeah. Anyway, so he's going into it, and he goes, yeah, if my kids weren't around, I would have killed myself a long time ago.
Wow.
And I went, whoa, crazy. But the thing I took away from this is, this guy's so lonely, right? He's kind of, I mean, I won't say vulnerable, but he's a lonely dude.
He's asking for a companion.
Yeah, if I showed up with a case of German beer, hey, how you doing? Let's hang out. He'd invite me right in.
Yeah.
The key point why it's so important for me to go over there, he's got to have something that has to do with, you know, Germany or the past or maybe even the military.
Yeah.
And that's my opening, man. And then, were you in the war? Oh, yeah. And that's all I need. That's all I need, and then I can have everything I want and bring it back to the show.
It'd kind of be like on the Sandlot where at the end, he's like, you know, I'll trade you this ball, but you just got to come over and talk baseball with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like old man. And,
yeah.
Huh. I don't know, man. I'd still be a little apprehensive about it.
Why?
He's
a harmless old killer.
Yeah, now, you don't need to be harmless to shoot a gun. I mean, why doesn't he invite you over for sausage?
That's true.
Why not?
Every time everyone else is inviting me for sausage, I go right over. But
I know. Maybe he just knows you just had it already.
From him, no one.
Exactly.
Well, so keep. Who knows? In maybe 2012, I'll have some Nazi footage to give you guys or coverage. Maybe
some Nazi sausage.
That's right. All right. So
I'd be mad.
You'd be mad for what?
Come on, man. Wife gone. Comes over. Doesn't invite you.
Oh yeah. Oh, you'd be mad about that?
Yeah.
Not including me.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I think? I think he probably...
Does he invite the kids?
I think that's probably what it is. I think he doesn't want the kids to go. Just doesn't have to worry about no distractions.
Yeah,
just,
that's what it is.
Yeah,
because you've never known an old man to be a dirty old pervert.
No, I haven't. Maybe he's the first.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So now this is the end of the year. 2011's wrapping up.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Sorry.
Who the fuck is that?
Bill collectors.
My time. 2011's dead and gone, practically. I'm going to ask you real quick, but don't get too detailed. How do you think the year was overall?
Fast.
Fast, really?
Yeah. It was, you know, some highlights, some lowlights.
Okay, that's enough.
Lowlights.
We'll get back into that. I printed out a list here today. I did a little bit of research. you know what? I've been lagging on this show. You know what I mean? I don't put as much time as I should into it. And I'm sorry for that. But I went to the end of the year, the list stuff that they have, and I looked up a few things. I love talking movies. I think you do too, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the top box office of 2011. Okay, let's look at this fucking list. And this does not necessarily mean at all the best movies of the year.
No.
They are just the ones that made the most money. So this will tell you how America... This is America, by the way, not worldwide.
Okay.
This will tell you America's, you know... Their mindset and what
America's
they're gonna go,
taste in movie.
Yeah, what brings the America out? Yeah. America out to go watch a movie. See,
what is America like?
So, what do you think the number one movie would be the whole year?
Avatar.
Avatar wasn't this year.
No.
No.
It seems like it was.
No, it wasn't this year.
I don't know. The Help.
You have nothing.
And Harry Potter, that new one.
Yeah, that's number
definitely
one.
Definitely Hollows.
That's the number one movie.
One or two.
Made like $381 million. Some
Fuck
crazy shit.
Me silly.
All right, I'll just go through these. I didn't see that one, did you?
Nah.
See the first one? Part one?
No, they played it, but I didn't watch it. Like, we had it going on at work on Loop. And
on Loop?
Loop.
Oh.
Loop.
Yeah, she likes Harry Potter. I don't care for the Harry Potter thing, man.
Nah, it's a... Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little too... boring and dweeby to me.
Exactly. Yeah, that's I kind of cut my line at, you know, that.
I would think you would like it with you being in an all... Wait, do you like Lord of the Rings?
I do, but...
It's more dark, right? So,
yeah, exactly. It's
well,
a
dude,
little
Harry
bit
Potter's
more...
dark, but it's still like...
It's no, it's
still,
still
like
fucking,
kiddish,
it,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of like that thing, you know, it goes into the fucking Dungeons and Dragons kinds of bullshit, you know? I'm nerdcore, but not that nerdcore, you know? Fucking D&D and... No.
Yeah, I haven't seen
one. Not to mean that I haven't seen them all. I just, you know.
Yeah, same here. I've watched them. And
I've
like,
seen them all. I just, you know, it got to the point where I was asking a coworker. I'm like, who's that? Voldemort? I'm like, oh. What does he do?
Who's that? It's Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter.
Who's that guy? It doesn't pique my interest, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so I didn't see that one either. I saw the first one, but
yeah,
it was kind of boring, but so whatever. Anyways, the second one is I know you like this fucking movie. I did not want to watch it. I'm against it completely. Then Natalie rented it one day, like a free code from Redbox. So I saw like part of it before I went to work. And yeah, it was lousy. Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
The Dark of the Moon. You like that shit, huh?
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's.
But I mean, like I said, I go in as a fan. So just to be able to see these fucking things up close and personal and live and speaking and everything like that, it makes it cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to the movies with every movie that's going to be on this list. I go to the movie not expecting too much.
Right.
Because when
and that's your problem, and that's America's exactly. problem.
But you not go. Not all movies, no. I go to movies that I like because I enjoy them. Because I can actually turn off my brain and be like, I witnessed real life all yeah. fucking day.
No,
so I can
that.
Actually go, you know. But there's not much movie. There's not a lot of movies I'll go to, you know, and watch stuff like that.
Right.
But, yeah, Transformers is one of my favorite.
I get that, but I think with the Transformer movies, they kind of make it a little kiddie too. Like with these, some of the robots have these cheesy, fucking, stupid lines.
Yeah, yeah. I think what it is because pop culture just needs to be there. You know, it kind of needs to have that TMZ flair. Right. I mean, everything has to be cool these days. I mean, talking, walking robots aren't cool enough. I mean, you got to have like a fucking Corvette one that's got, you know, all this cool stuff. I mean, that's cool enough, but I mean, you can't just leave it alone and like,
yeah,
you
they know. Probably shouldn't be talking. They shouldn't talk.
No, they shouldn't have humans in it. That's what they shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even in the fucking cartoons, the humans were like the side note.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to know about fucking Shia LaBeouf's love life. Even though that one girl, Rosie Huntington-Lee.
And there's no way that little fucker gets those two chicks, you know, an average little boy. Like, nah, I'm not buying it. Fuck you, Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the third movie, you're going to bust my ass for this one, but I have not seen it. I don't condone it. The Twilight Saga. Breaking Dawn.
You liar.
Part one.
Liar.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, because you're too afraid that it's not going to live up to your book expectations. How dare you? They left out the main part.
I can tell you, the movies are not as good as the book. I can finally be a snob and say
it was
that.
Number three?
The book is better. I mean, the book is better.
What? That was the third highest grossing movie in...
Yeah.
Or fourth?
Yeah.
Third?
Third, yeah.
Fuck, it's been a horrible year in movies then. How much did that one make?
$271 million.
Wow, that's a lot of female.
And hey, but gays. Harry Potter got over 100 million more than that.
What
yeah, a lot of gays and female.
What Transformers do, about 50 less?
350. Yeah, well, a little bit behind. But The Hangover Part 2, and that's the fourth one.
Fuck that movie, man.
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
I heard that it's the same as the first one.
It's not even that. It's not. I maybe laughed two or three times.
Really?
It's not. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all. It's got a couple funny parts. I mean, but basically, it is the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they got ladyboys in it.
We heard about that.
Can I talk about this really quick? Now in movies, they have a lot more dung.
Dung?
Yeah, they actually show a lot more dick now. I mean, there's been many movies now where they show straight up dick.
I'm okay with that.
I know you are. I'm not saying it's bad.
So they show dick in this movie?
Yeah.
They show dick in
well,
the
they
first
show,
one?
They show, yeah, they show ladyboy dick, though.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Have you seen, I kind of watched this.
I gotta watch this movie.
Yeah. Have you seen Hall Pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in a jacuzzi. Yes, and he's like this. He's like, hey, can we just switch sides? It's like this fucking baby arm and then this little baby pinky.
Baby arm.
Yes. That was really turned off. That was just like weird.
I think that's the way to go now to get a shock out of people.
I get that it's funny. I just.
Is it, you think it's that people aren't shocked anymore? You got to show a straight up cock in a movie? Like, whoa, what's happening?
Yeah. That's probably one of the parts that I laughed at.
Did they show any boobs in the movie? Are they still showing boobs in movies?
That's what I was getting to. I think they're replacing boobs with dick.
Okay.
I know they show some boobs. I think in The Hangover, I think they did show boobs, but it was ladyboy boobs.
You know what we just saw the other day? I rented it. Like I said, we've gone to Redbox. I mean, we've seen most of the movies here.
Yeah.
I mean, not on this list. I'm saying I almost got... It was between Harry Potter and The Change Up. You heard of this movie? Have you seen it?
Ryan Reynolds and
yes.
Jason Bateman? No.
Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. Anyways, it's okay. It's entertaining.
That's most movies these days, though, man.
It's what?
That's most movies these days.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll usually go with something like Netflix, I usually watch repeats of something I've already seen.
Yeah.
Rather than something that's brand new.
Yeah, it's. I mean, what I was gonna say about that one is, it's okay. It's entertaining. It's not great. It's not horrible. There's some funny stuff. It's kind of raunchy at times, but they have quite a few boobs in that movie.
Yeah.
And you know who they show in that movie?
Who?
That chick that's on. She's like, I think it's Judd Apatow's wife. Is that her? She's in all these fucking movies. She's the blonde girl. Oh, she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She's the one that puked on him. The eggshell. Or what is it?
Yeah, I fucking hate her.
You do? That one with the high voice?
She's always a bitch in every movie.
Yeah. Oh, she was in Knocked Up.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's like, fucking doorman. That's her. Yeah,
fucking doorman.
They show her naked in this movie.
Really?
I don't know if they used computer enhancements or if they used a fake prosthesis on her chest because they looked perfect to me. Yeah. If this is really her, she's incredibly hot.
I'd probably just fucking YouTube it, because I don't see...
They show that on YouTube? I thought they couldn't show that shit on YouTube.
Well, not YouTube. I'll just fucking video.
If that's really her body, people out there, someone find out, then she's amazing.
Well, like on...
But I don't think it is.
Yeah, like that movie Hall Pass, they had that Australian chick. Oh my God, she's smoking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what she was in before, but I guarantee you I'll fucking watch anything after.
All right, next movie. I never saw this shit. I don't know anyone that did watch it. The Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. You saw that?
Yeah, I watched it.
How was it?
It wasn't. No.
Johnny Depp's running out of steam, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
that guy's making so much fucking movie doing those movies, though. Yeah. I mean, money doing those movies.
It's crazy. It should have been. I mean, it should have been the guy that played Blackbeard. He's usually pretty good in the movies that he's been in.
Oh, yeah, I like that guy. He was.
Have you ever watched Deadwood?
Yeah.
He was my
favorite part of that show.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's no good?
Really didn't have too many parts. It wasn't, you know, I guess those movies are kind of more better when they're like, you know, fantasy-based, you know, monsters and, you know, sea creatures and stuff. There wasn't too much of that in this movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wait. All right, Fast Five. What do you think about? Did you watch that?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I haven't
movie.
Seen that one. I heard it's good.
I got it on my phone. I did. I downloaded that one.
Yeah, I got to see that. I've actually heard a lot of good things about that.
It was really surprising. I remember when the trailers first came out. I'm like, the Rock and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel, The Rock, and then Paul Walker once again. It's like,
oh,
man.
It's like, oh, okay. Here comes some superior acting from these two. Hey, I'm Vin Diesel. And I'm The Rock, you know?
But the Rock, isn't The Rock more believable as an action guy?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is like, Vin Diesel, I mean, that dude's pretty big guy, but The Rock makes him look small.
The Rock is fucking ripped. Dude, I gotta get some kind of Samoan in me right now.
I think I know a guy that can do that.
I know a guy or two.
Yeah. Dude, but he's probably going to be on one of those, you know, that list that we usually do?
For you?
Yeah. If Harrison Ford back in the day with The Rock, you know, he does it.
So you just want The Rock to ravage you is what you're saying.
I just want him to rock bottom me all day.
I think he'd be the kind of guy that you want to choke you while he's banging you, right? Or just choke the hell out of you, right?
Just something, man.
Just choke me.
People's elbow.
So I can watch your bulging veins come out of your arm while you're choking me, dude's right?
Dude's a fucking monster, man. I guess that was a simultaneous drink.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Cars 2. You seen that one?
No.
I've seen it because I got kids. It's actually completely different than the first one. They made it very fucking intricate, man. Very intricate storylines. A lot too much for a kid to watch. It's more. I think it's more geared toward the adults. I think most of these movies are.
I think most cartoon movies are. Yeah. I think are.
Now, I mean the Pixar ones, yeah. Which I love because the kids get entertained. And you're not they watching get some entertained bullshit
because of the bright colors and the shiny lights.
Oh yeah.
Hey. And then, I trip out some of these cartoon movies. All these little adult jabs and every now and then.
Oh, yeah, they throw in some dirty shit in there sometimes, yeah.
I think Toy Story had a couple, you know? Toy Story 3 with the fucking Ken doll. He was overly fucking homo. That was funny.
Fucking Pixar, man. Gotta bless those people, huh? Keep making those fucking movies.
Good fucking movies, man.
All right, the next one is Thor. I didn't see that. I heard it was lousy.
No, man, it's a good movie.
What?
Good movie. You gotta be a fan. You gotta be a fan to appreciate movies.
It just looks so cheesy.
No, especially Source movies, man. You gotta be a fan to enjoy these movies.
So it was good.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, based on your review, I'll look into it.
I liked it. I got that on my phone, too.
Next one, which I believe is probably one of the best movies of the year. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, good fucking movie. Yeah. I got that on my phone.
I just watched it today. Natalie got it for me on Blu-ray.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to borrow it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
the next one's Captain America.
Good movie.
It was all right.
It was all right. Mm. I mean, I got that on my phone, too. I haven't watched it again. Mm. I just put movie, like, I think I have put most of these movies onto my phone just to watch them. But more or less, I just put them on because they're really loud and I could sell a whole bunch of shit to people. And say, like, hey, look at my phone could do. Whoa! You know?
Oh, that's fine?
Yeah.
Wow, you really are a salesman, huh?
Yeah, I am.
You sneaky bastard. All right, next one is... I thought you were going to go...
Fucking Fernando.
All right, next up is... This is a real movie, man. Are you going to say I'm a homo?
Are we doing top 10?
I don't care. What?
Are we doing top 10?
I don't even know. Oh, I think this is 20. Should I stop now?
No, go ahead.
The Help.
I didn't get to watching it.
That's a good movie. And you know what? I don't know if I told you yet, but we're having a buddy of mine come on next month. And your homework assignment is to watch this movie. So we're going to discuss it because he's a black guy. And we're going to talk about The Help. So you watch that movie.
Listen,
your wife's going to like it.
Does he want... I know, she's watched it before.
Oh, she has?
Yeah, she's kind of mad that I didn't like...
Oh.
You're going to watch it because I told her. And she's like, you're going to watch this movie because he told you to watch it, but you didn't watch it with me? And I'm like, oh, whack.
Yeah.
Whack. But your buddy's going to come on to the show? Is he going to beat us up? Or
is he going
to
beat us up?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
cool. No.
So he hasn't listened to the show then?
He's actually... he's actually... No, he hasn't. He's very cool, man. I've fucked with them so much. So, yeah. That's going to be a fun episode.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is taking too long, I think. Next one is Bridesmaids. You see that? It was okay. I thought it was overhyped. Yeah. Everyone thinks it's the greatest fucking movie of all time, but...
It's like the female Hangover, right?
Yeah, basically. Kind of, yeah. Kung Fu Panda 2, that was good.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, I like that one. X-Men First Class.
Good movie.
Yeah, really good. Fucking movie. Right up there on my list also.
I think that should have did more than... I think it would have done more than Captain America and Thor had it not been for Wolverine or the last fucking X-Men movie. I think people thought that it was going to be another shitty fucking movie.
I think because Thor and Captain America was the first one coming out. It's like, oh, the X-Men, they're snapping in the face with X-Men.
Well, and on top of that, Thor and Captain America had a lot of pre-footage in the movies, the Iron Man movie. And the Hulk movie. So it was already like anticipation because people already knew that the Avengers was coming out. So they had something to look forward to.
Right, right.
Where X-Men got the sour fucking aftertaste of Wolverine with this crappy unbelievable story. And then... They had X-Men 3, which was stupid.
That's pretty genius, advertising, planning, putting these movies, advertising the other movies
advertising other movies in 2000, like three years later.
Yeah. Did you see Puss in Boots?
No. I didn't see Puss in Boots.
I think I stopped after Shrek 2. I didn't see the other ones after that.
Talking about movies that throw adult jabs in.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones do it a lot.
I just watched Shrek with my kid the other day.
Those are funny movies, man.
Yeah.
That part where they first get to the Farquaad's land, and the little puppet's like, wipe your shoes, don't walk in the grass, if not, we'll kick your...
Yeah.
Have a nice day, or something like that. That's a funny movie.
The next one is, I thought was a real shit bomb. I turned it off. It was called Rio. You seen that?
No.
Oh, man.
I kept on messing with Santa. I'm like, let's go watch it. Because of her fucking fear of birds.
Oh, yeah.
That one in the movie with the owls in 3D. I think it was Alice in Wonderland and we're watching it in 3D. And they had a preview for that movie. She like closed her eyes because like the owls were coming out and everything. Like the trailer was in 3D too. She's like, ah! making jokes at people's faults or fears.
It's the American way. Yeah, Rio was bad. I got it from my kid, and it's like, oh, if I had to turn it off, I think I just walked away. It's like, no. And the next one that's fucking dumb, I won't watch this, the Smurfs movie.
Yeah, that one.
Ugh, fucking, fuck you, Peter, for watching that movie. Took his kid to watch that movie.
He believed kids, let's go watch the Smurfs. No, Dad, we're cool.
What a horrible father you are.
We're cool, Dad.
Subjecting your kids to that
nonsense.
I said,
let's go watch the Smurfs now. I'll be Smurfette.
Next one of my favorites of the year. That, well, this is what I've seen. Super 8.
This is a good movie.
Yeah.
Good
movie. I like that one.
I like that movie, too.
It made me think of, like, you know, the shit we grew up with. The
old Spielberg movies. Yeah, it was movies. Really old school Goonies.
E.T., Goonies, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, that was a good movie. We watched
Very nostalgic.
Yeah. We watched that in at the theater that Carnitas works at. Carnitas.
Carnitas. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got these, they got this thing called D-Box. It's like, remember those old, like Star Tours? The fucking, the ride?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's you sit in the seat and, like, as the action is going, the seat moves around and stuff like
That's
that.
That's in the theater?
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking
and
awesome.
And everybody's seat does this?
No. It's like two rows in the theater that does it. It's like extra for it or whatever. But they got speakers in it. And, I mean, this thing doesn't just, like, you know, like little vibrations. This thing, I mean, there's almost a part where the fucking chair almost threw me out of the seat. And then, like
what if you
crazy.
Gotta go to the bathroom during the movie?
You can't get up. There's little buttons on it. There's little buttons on it that are, you know, like you can have like a high intensity and just for the ride or whatever, high
so
and
you,
low.
So you say you like me, you want me to put on high intensity?
Exactly. High intensity.
High intensity.
Long and hard. But that was a good one, yeah.
So this guy can give you tickets for that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man. We got to go watch something together.
We're going to go fucking Batman, dude.
I'm down.
Have you seen the trailers for Batman? Dark Knight Rises?
I've seen it. Is it the one with like the football field blowing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like watching too much because I don't want to.
Well, this whole fucking movie, man, has been like nothing. There's been nothing. Like me and him go back and forth. There's been nothing but spy shots. Like, well, basically because they film it in these major cities.
Yeah.
And these people can't help but to take pictures of it. Like I knew about the bat plane like maybe 3 weeks before even like made an official appearance.
Yeah.
So it's hard not to watch this shit because you're so excited for it. But
Right.
By the time, like, I kid you not, by the time the movie comes out, you're going to be able to take all this, like, spectator footage and just put it into one movie. So
I've noticed that they're incorporating a lot of the first two movies into the previews.
Yeah.
You think that's because you not show you too much from the new one, or is it because it's
I think
a trilogy?
I think it's because it's the end. I think they
do you think it's
going to
be the end? Come on, man. This thing is making so much fucking money.
I hate that actors say, like, oh, this is the end. Why are you walking away from money, man? Like, yeah. I know they're not... Maybe they're not doing it for the money, but, like, this is, like, so cool, man. Like, who wouldn't want to be Batman? Who wouldn't want to be fucking Alfred?
I think Christopher Nolan doesn't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, I can see longevity getting
but
stale.
Don't say like it's that. The last one. Take your sweet time and make another one later.
I wouldn't mind for another 5 years to pass by before there's... Because... You can have it like Harry Potter. I mean, it's not like Harry Potter where these last two movies came out, boom, boom, you know, like less than a year. But like, you know, some movies shouldn't come out, you know, like he's doing it right, you know, 3-4 years later.
Right.
Like the Jurassic Park movies, they just happen to make the third one horrible. You know?
they usually fuck up a third movie, right? Spider-Man 3, rest my case.
Spider-Man 3, yeah. Jedi was good.
Jedi?
Yeah, Return of Jedi.
Oh, you know what, man? We were watching, I put in, we wanted to watch a movie as a family the other day, so I put in Empire Strikes Back. It was boring, dude.
Shut up.
Everyone was bored.
Shut up!
Natalie kept bitching, this fucking movie's boring.
alright, whatever.
Maybe I shouldn't watch it with other kids
you
and
shouldn't
their wife.
Watch it. Yeah, well, some people just don't like it.
I liked the scene with, I saw it again recently, well, I can hold you, and Yoda... With Luke's being a little bitch, I just can't get it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And all this stuff. And he's like, what do you say? There is no try.
Yeah.
Only, what do you say? Do or do not.
Yeah.
Judge me by my size, do you?
I can't do it, Yoda. Ah. I like when they first meet. It feels like you're being watched. I love that whole part when they first interact.
Yeah. He's acting like a little idiot, huh?
Yeah.
But I like the... Didn't he say this? If I'm mistaken, I think this is the movie. When he tells him... he's talking to Luke about another character, like... Looked forward? Always did he. Never looked... Never seen where he was. That kind of shit, right? Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That
always
was the same
never,
movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, pretty much appreciate... You know, appreciate
the
moments
exactly.
now.
Appreciate
the
moments, yeah.
Don't look forward.
He had some good tidbits, man. A lot of movies have good tidbits in there. I mean, obviously you can't take them from... Obviously you can't take it from a little green puppet. Or, you know, if you want to suspend the belief and take it from a little green alien thing. But there's a lot of movies have good meanings in them, you know? A lot of cartoon movies, you know? Like, Toy Story 3, man. That, like, it made me go back to, like...
Did you cry at the end?
I almost did. Ah. I almost did. But it made me sad. You know what made me sad was not so much as like growing up and leaving your toys behind. What made me sad was that because we moved around so damn much as a kid, like I don't have anything from my childhood, you know? Like, because we weren't in one house. So
right.
I was like, fuck, man. Like, and I was thinking back to all the cool stuff I had. I did have like a Mickey Mouse pillow that I like grew up with, but like it was like nasty and old and like drool all over it. And like when I moved in with Sandra, like, yeah, I used to use it all the time. And then like when we moved in with Sandra, she like, oh, I'm going to put it away for storage. I haven't seen it in 3 years. So, and I always tell her, I'm like, you fucking threw it away, huh? Like, it's like this, just like your security blanket. Like, it's old. Yeah. It's like old and like just, it's probably not too sanitary.
Yeah.
But like, I've washed it, but this thing is like falling apart. But like, I'm like, yeah, if I fix it up, you know, I'm going to give it to my kid. Sounds like, fuck no, that thing's like got, you know, it's just got all kinds of stuff.
Disease ridden.
Yeah. But I always ask her, I'm like, hey, where's my pillow? Oh, you're dumb. It's in the garage. Show it to me. I'm cooking, all right? And she's like, then she gets up and goes, go ahead, start cooking. I know she fucking threw it away, dude.
You gotta confront her and not back down until she presents it.
I know she threw it away.
Yeah?
Everyone, like, it's the pillow's infamous. I drool.
You can totally use this to get the upper hand on her for something and make her, you know.
She knows I want to give it to my kid, too. And yeah. She knows it. I mean, this pillow was like, it's just a little red pillow. It's funny because many years back, I moved in with my aunt, and I drool when I sleep, all right? Fuck it. So this pillow, like, it's got holes in the corner and at the time, and it falls apart. And, like, my aunt, she got it one time, and she washed it. And I was, like, looking around for my pillow, and she's like, dude, it's right there. It's, like, in your front of your face. I'm like, it's just different colors, clean. Like, it was sewn up and everything like that. So.
Wasn't the same.
It wasn't. And the thing is now, it's not so much that I fucking would use it when I was still using it a couple years back, I would hold it.
Yeah.
So, Toy Story 3 made me sad just because I have nothing from my childhood. I mean, do you have anything from your childhood? I bet you have a whole bunch of shit, right?
Just the underwear that I used to have when I forget that. Anyways, wait, what do you mean, like anything from my childhood?
Like any, you don't like have
anything
like,
at all?
Yeah, toys or anything like that you have, like, from when you were little?
I don't think so, man.
Well,
I don't think I do.
Huh. Because I know, like, I have friends that they've, you know, they have, like, wrestling buddies still. Remember wrestling buddies?
Yes, I do.
The plush fucking Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. No, I don't think I have anything. You know what? A while back, I convinced myself, like, I don't want to hold on to shit. I don't want to hold on to a lot of shit. Because I've seen other people, people in my family, a couple people. I think my grandfather. Actually, my grandfather is like, I think he's the major reason. He would just hold on to every fucking thing. He's got like, we call it the shack. He worked in construction for 60 years, whatever the hell it was. And someone was getting rid of like an actual like, I guess you would call it a fucking shack, like a little cheap ass shed. And he's like, hey, I'll take it. And it's a complete thing, and he put it in his backyard. And he had so much shit in there, tools, screws, nails, like all this shit that whatever he had, he'd just throw it in there. And, you know, oh, I can use it someday. I can use it. I can use it.
He's a hoarder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just in the shack. Just, you know, in the back, he throws all his shit in there.
The hoarding shack?
Yeah. He never used any of that shit again. It just sat there. Yeah. And, like, you know, when I'm a kid, I'm growing up, and you always see the shack back there, and it's like, he never goes in there, you know, just to throw more shit in there. Maybe
you never go in there just to take a look to see what he has?
It was always locked with a what do you call it, a deadbolt.
Yeah.
And so whenever they would open it to, like, put something in there, maybe they did have something, like some kind of big power tool they had to use, they'd go in there, and I'd be snooping around and stuff, like, what is all this shit?
Yeah.
And it'd be cool as a kid, like, this is awesome. You see all this, like, you know, cool shit in there, but he never used it, and I'm just like, nah, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to hold on to stuff.
It's not so much as holding on to everything. It's just like holding on to some things. I mean,
or even real quick, just to catch you off from cutting me off. These other people that I know would get a storage and put their shit in there, and it'd be there for years.
That's too much. And like we were like, talking about earlier,
like,
about
I don't want to throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to move to another place, but I don't have the room. But I don't want to throw it away, so I'm just keep it here. So you're paying all this time.
Yeah.
And then I just think, like, you know, after a while, your things start owning you, and it's I don't want to be like that. So maybe that made me a little cold where I didn't keep any of my childhood shit, but Yeah, I know. I don't know, man.
Well, I was talking more about like toys or just like little knickknacks, because I was to that point where, you know, like when I was living with my dad still, like my room was the living room, and I had the closet, and it was just all my fucking shit, like my clothes and stuff, and I had like this bucket where I just kept like little weird things or, you know, just little cool stuff, and it got to the point where like I would clean it, and it maybe if like I didn't keep up with it, it would just turn into this fucking mess, you know? So it got to the point where if, like, 3 months would pass of just a mess, I would just, like, if I never touched it in those 3 months, even if it was, like, envelopes or paperwork, whatever, if I didn't touch it in 3 months or whatever, or however long it was, I would just throw it away. Because I was like, obviously I didn't need it. Yeah. So that's why it never became order, because I just said, obviously I didn't need it. So even if I open it now, it's too late, so I'm just going to throw it away.
Yeah. So, Super 8, good movie.
Super 8. No, well, that goes back to it. Super 8.
Going
back to being nostalgic.
No, I was fucking around. No, that's what I liked about it. Peter had a problem with that movie, the ending. Fucking ending was gay, man. I hated that shit. It's like, what are you talking about?
What do you expect? Like, fucking him to battle Godzilla? Fuck you, Peter. You have to go see the Smurfs.
Yeah, you got nothing to say. All right.
Here's my impression of Peter. I don't know, man. It's just the ending. Not enough dick.
That's what it was. So the next one is,
didn't the monster? I'm sorry. You remember that He-Man toy? Like it was like he was green and he had like the suction cups, and like he squirt water from his mouth.
I don't remember, man. I have a bad memory when it comes to that.
Oh man, I love toys. Anyways, I'll show you the picture. He kind of looked like that.
You know what I think happened? I think once I got in my accident, my memory just got kind of fucked. I'm serious.
Remember when we kissed? Yes. No, we didn't.
We kissed?
No.
Was it nice?
No.
Describe it to me slowly. In
detail. You didn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah, the next one is an animated feature that I happen to adore now. It's on my list of favorites. Rango. Seen Rango?
I wasn't too impressed with it.
Really?
I was more impressed at the level of detail in it.
Yeah, that's what I liked.
But I wasn't. The story just lost me.
I liked. Well, you know what?
It looked fucking good.
Yeah, that's like, what I liked about it. It looked
really good. I wish I would have watched it in Blu-ray just to be. Yeah. Like it looked fucking good, but I didn't. I didn't really get into the story.
I liked the look and the feel and the music in the whole movie. I liked the whole thing. I like the whole style about it. Maybe it's not the strongest story, but I can overlook that because it was everything else I liked about
it. Well, like when we were talking about it with your brother, that whole Clint Eastwood part, that whole part totally lost me. But I think what it is kind of like What Dreams May Come. I was into it, and I think something happened where I lost my attention, and I never gave it back, you know? Because I remember, like, the story, like, you know, they went to go fight. Like, it seemed like too long, too. You know, like, the beginning was really funny when the fucking hawk was chasing them.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the him and the other fucking animal, like, they're running and, like, that. I started busting up with that. I don't remember too much
about it. You know what? I'm thinking about it. I think you're fucking wrong. I think you should watch it again.
I sometimes feel like I should give movies another chance because I thought the whole. I'm always a sucker for, like, animals and inhuman fucking, like. I still like that Robin Hood movie.
I just love that he's a complete fucking phony and they all think he's the real deal. And he's like, he doesn't know what to do next. He's just winging everything. Whatever. And the last one I have here is Horrible Bosses. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so. Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God. That's the only time I boned the F out of her.
You know what? There was a time on Friends where she looked really good. A time.
Yeah.
I didn't watch
too many Friends episodes because I'm not a fag.
Oh, sorry.
But, yeah, man, that whole part where she... Dude, oh my God. She's smoking hot.
You know, she was voted the most beautiful woman, like...
A couple times.
I think ever. I think they said... I think that's what they said. Ever. Because of her looks and her personality and all that shit. And like a combined package.
I hate that. Oh, her personality.
That's what
they said. Her personality.
That's what I heard, man.
They don't fucking know her.
Yeah. Well, how she portrays herself. Yeah,
because she's acting like America's Next Door sweetheart.
Well, even like, unless she's totally phony in the interviews and all that stuff, but,
They don't know her. I mean, when she's at home, she's over there farting and burping and, you know, talking about her fucking yeast infections and cussing at people, I'm pretty sure.
Jennifer Aniston, or like I like to call Brad Pitt's trash.
His leftovers. Fuck that guy, man. Brad Pitt. He's fucking one of the best looking guys in the world. He's a good fucking actor.
Yeah.
He phones, like, I mean, he gets fucking the hottest chick. Save from Gwyneth Paltrow. She's just a nasty fucking ostrich mess. But he's gotten into some good situations over these movies of his. And, I mean, he just doesn't stop, man. He's like, and he does all this charity work.
Yeah, no, fuck him. You gotta make the rest of us look bad, you bastard. Just look good only, okay?
Do a bad movie for once, man.
Yeah. Be a shitty actor and don't help nobody.
Why don't you be in a Twilight movie, right? Why don't you go? Why don't you be in the next American fucking Psycho movie, right?
Well, that was the movie portion. God, that took a long time, huh?
That's how we do it.
All right.
If the show isn't nerdy, it's racist. If it's not racist, it's gay. If it's not gay, it's funny.
It's not on.
Exactly. If it's not racist, gay, or nerdy, it's not on. This should be our new slogan.
All right. Here's the here's the iTunes top selling songs of 2011. I went with iTunes because
that's the only way we can judge things nowadays.
Yeah, because everything else has been closed down.
Exactly.
There's no more Tower Records or no more
Blockbuster,
Warehouse, yeah, all that shit's gone.
There's no CD stores anymore, man.
Didn't you like going to Tower Records and just looking through all the shit?
Yeah.
Finding, or even, I mean, I guess Best Buy still does it, but
No, you don't. I don't go to Best Buy to look
you at it. You like the small, like, just the record shops?
Yeah, they used to have one in Fullerton called Bionic Records. They closed that bitch down. Yeah. They put a pho place there.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Anyways.
I think I went to that place one time. Yeah? I think I did. Anyways.
They had some cool shit there. But I used to buy music based off of the album artwork. Not all the time. It wasn't the best all the time. But I like going to Blockbuster Music because they used to let you open up the CD and let you listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to do that nowadays because people are so fucking gay and... what's that word I'm looking for? Where they're so fucking OCD about germs.
Germophobes?
Yeah, they're so germophobes and fucking... They'd be paranoid about putting these earphones on that have been used by everybody.
Yeah.
They used to have one over here down the street, across the street from the mall.
What was even cool is, what was that store I went to? I once bought a stereophonics. You like stereophonics? You know what they are?
No.
Okay, well, I once bought a CD from them because you scanned it with a little computer and it had like all the tracks and you can listen to every fucking song.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have to open the CD. You just... This is before iTunes got real popular, but it was still like...
So it's when music was going digital?
Yeah, sure. I guess.
Because, well, I remember, like, when iTunes first started, you can get a CD. Well, I remember a lot of CDs you can actually put into a disc tray in a computer, and, like, they would have, like, a couple of the music videos on the album. And okay. They'll have some, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
But, yeah, so now, I mean, hey, we can't knock iTunes because we're on iTunes.
Yeah, exactly.
So iTunes is the new
thing.
Thank
you, iTunes.
Yeah, thank you, iTunes. Don't delete us. So, iTunes top selling songs. What do you think the number one would be? You have to know which one it is.
It's gotta be. It's not gonna be rock. It's not gonna be. It's gonna be like R&B, hip hop, or something Kiss FM would play.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going from pop memory.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Katy Perry was like the first album or whatever to have like, I don't know, like 8 platinum. She was the first person to have like a whole bunch of platinum hits from the same album.
She just took the record for the most off the same album.
Pretty amazing.
She just beat Michael Jackson or something.
That's pretty fucking amazing. I mean, she's fucking hot as shit, man.
But she didn't write those songs.
Yeah, she didn't write those songs. She could jiggle around. I mean, she could sing around.
I'm
all
sure
day.
Michael Jackson wrote his songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So sure. Fuck you, Katy Perry.
I would.
Yeah, I'm right with you. If I wasn't married, and if I was, I mean, what?
I'm gonna have to say Katy Perry.
She's number 3.
Okay.
With Firework, you know that song?
Yeah.
How's it go?
Baby, you're a firework. Yeah. Something.
Yeah.
That video is fucking weird, man.
I've never seen the video. Why are you watching Katy Perry video? Well, never mind. I know why. I get it.
Fuck yeah, man.
For her outfits,
yeah,
right?
Hey, dude, she's like, it's just like them walking around. For the choreography. And it's like you go to look at her chest, and it's just like these fireworks just coming out of her fucking chest.
Is that right?
Which is, I'm pretty sure that's what it is when her shirt comes off. Like, you just see, like, you know? Like in Dumb and Dumber, where he takes off the fucking shirt, and it's just like the headlamps. Yeah. Anyways.
Stupid Russell Brand.
You fucking asshole. I hate accents.
You British asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Some British people are annoying as fuck. He's got a kind of an annoying British accent.
Oh,
especially
man.
Women. Some women have pretty hot accents, but they're... Like, there's a chick on K-Rock Loveline right now. She's got that annoying British accent that you don't want to hear all the time.
I don't want to hear any accents.
Really?
No.
There's some that are good, though.
No, there's none that are good.
Really?
I hate accents.
I think you're wrong on this.
I will literally not help a customer that has an accent.
What about a Texan accent?
No, fuck that. Any accent.
Are you Lido? What about you know the guy Huell Howser? What about that guy?
Who?
You know who Huell Howser is?
No.
He's on PBS. No. Huell Howser.
No.
He's on PBS and he explores like California or some shit.
He's an old man, right?
He's not that old.
He's got some gray hair.
Yeah.
White hair.
And yesterday, like when I was we were at my grandfather's house for Christmas, they had on the In-N-Out story because all my family has like roots with In-N-Out. I think every Californian does, but
yeah.
He's like, and look what we got here. We're at In-N-Out, the original.
You sound like a Don Knotts.
That's how he sounds, man. So what about that accent? I wouldn't mind listening to that guy because it's funny. I listen to it all day.
I can see some accents being funny, but for the most part, I fucking hate them.
Yeah, I get it.
So.
But you know what? We have the accents to other people that are not from here.
Yeah, true.
Okay. All right, well, you're no help here in this category, so I'll just tell you the first song. I'll sing you a line from the song. Let's see how many songs I know. I didn't really look at the list too much. Let's see if I know all the songs.
I'm pretty sure we know a lot of them.
Let's see if I know this song. I know this one.
Top iTunes song of 2009.
We could have had it all.
Adele?
Yeah, that's her.
Really?
Yeah, that's a number one. That's what it says. Adele.
Okay. I like her other song. That's probably the gayest song in my iPhone.
I got that song on my iPhone.
What is it?
What do you mean?
Someone Like You?
Yeah. That's gayer.
That's a good fucking song. Yeah.
That's cool.
I got two versions of the song in my iPhone. I got the actual official one, and I got the one I think she sung on the MTV Awards. Dude, that one song on the MTV Awards.
I think you just took the cake for the gayest song because you got to have two versions of the same song.
And if people are like looking through, like if I'm showing people like how to put music on to their phones at work, and like, yeah, it's easy like that. Like scrolling up and they're like, wait, is that Adele? No, it's fuck.
It's Ad Eater. It's German. They're German metal band. Ad Eater.
It's Edema. Yeah. It's that hardcore rap rock.
There you go.
It's Limp Bizkit.
Second song. Party rockers in the house tonight.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah.
I like that one. I can get into that one.
Those guys are actually, I mean, they know how to write a song. You know what? Every song they have, like, the music stops and the guy says something catchy.
Yeah.
Like, now every day I'm shuffling. The other one's,
I can get into that
I'm
stuff.
I'm 60 and I know it. Yeah.
You know what? Stuff like that now, I've said before, anything now that can, you know, make my head, you know, bounce, I guess.
Yeah.
I can consider, you know, nice. And there's some songs out there that I can consider beautiful.
That's one of them?
Yeah, I think, no, that's the one song that, you know, I'm 60 and I know it.
Yeah, that's just a fun, goofy song.
Yeah, it's just fun, yeah. So.
All right, number three, you already got it.
Baby, I'm fine.
All right, the luscious Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Number four. I think I hate this song. Let me see if I can think of it. Because when I used to have the radio on at work, it used to come on all the time, like four times a fucking night.
I would jump a grenade for ya.
Oh, that Take Bruno Mars guy.
Rip my face in.
That guy's got, like, he's weird, man. What is he? I don't know what he is, but you know what?
He's half alien, isn't he?
My buddy Corey that's coming on in January, he worked with this guy.
Really?
Yeah. And now
do cocaine with him?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, my buddy Corey's in the music, and he's a producer.
Oh, wow.
And this guy, they somehow rubbed shoulders, and this guy, he just, he knew him before he blew up, and all of a sudden, you know he said he blew up?
Before he blew up like a grenade?
I think you gotta leave now. You know, he said that he was a songwriter, and apparently he recorded songs to sell or to bring to whoever the fuck you bring them to, and nobody wanted to touch that one or something, or maybe they said, you know what, we're gonna keep this the way you did it.
Yeah,
we're gonna have you as the featured artist, and after that, blew the fuck up.
He did that Amy Winehouse tribute. You ever watch that?
No.
The last music, you know what it is? MTV, their award show, when they actually do the music award shows.
Uh-huh.
I actually like watching them because they'll do some really good music numbers that you'll never see on like videos. I don't think they play videos.
Yeah.
But they'll do some really good music numbers, man. I mean, last year, they had Mumford & Sons.
Okay.
They had this other band, and then they standed it with Bob Dylan. That was a good one, man. That was a really good one.
Did you hear about Bob Dylan? About what he said about how he got famous?
No.
My buddy Corey told me about
this. Did it go something like this? One day I got famous, and you know, I wrote a Tim Raymond, and Tim Raymond got famous. And I said, hey, you Tim Raymond.
And then, what's his name showed up? Who's the other guy that sounds like him? Tom Petty showed up. Yeah. Now, there's this video, we should post it. This guy's talking to Bob Dylan, and he's like, and he's all, you know, right now he's all like wearing his black all the time. He's all dark and cool now.
And he's kind of like, what's his name? He kind of looks like, what's his name? Helena Bonham Carter's husband.
Tim Burton?
Yeah, the guy that's in love with Johnny Depp.
Tim Burton. Yeah. That's him. Yeah, so he's like, he goes, yeah, it's part of the deal I made. And he's the guy interviewing is like, what do you mean the deal you made? Yeah, I made the deal, you know, with what do you say? With the man in charge.
Really?
And he goes, he's like, what do you mean the man in charge? He's like, he's all, you mean of this world? In this world and in others? Yeah. And he's like, what are you saying exactly? And he's, I don't know, I forgot it, but we'll post a video. But he's alluding to the fact that he sold his soul to the devil to get famous. Well,
like they say, those blues players, they have to sell their soul to the devil. I've heard that. Have you seen that movie, the Bob Dylan, what's it? I forget what it's called. Christian Bale's in that movie. I guess they have like a whole bunch of actors.
Oh, play different. I've never seen it.
Are we there? No.
I'm not there.
I've been wanting to give it a you know.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to write that down.
I like Bob Dylan stuff, man. He's got some really good stuff. For a while, I was actually listening to a lot of like older, you know, music like that. But not so much now.
Yeah, dude, with that song, his famous song, I forgot the name of it. Once upon a time, real fine, heaven sent, red man, didn't you? It sounds just like they make fun of him.
They got that song on one of the Guitar Heroes. They have a Bob Dylan song, and you know you're drunk, and I'm like, I want to sing Bob Dylan, and I think I did sing it like that with like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I think I got 100%. He's like, hey, this guy's spot
on. Guitar Hero says, is Bob Dylan in the room? All right, number five, top selling songs of 2011.
So you're driving around town with a girl I know, and I'm like, fuck you.
But they have Forget You on here because, you know, they can't say fuck you. That's a cool song, but it's a remake, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
don't,
not his song.
I don't listen to much.
That's like an oldies, either. Man. That's an oldies song, really? I think.
I don't know.
I forgot which one it was. I'm pretty sure.
Was the original Forget You?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Whatever. see, I don't know this one. Number six, Give Me Everything.
Give Me Everything.
Neo, Afro Jack, Nayer, and Pitbull. I don't know, man.
Oh, that is a good song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's it go?
I don't know. Audio pause.
Shmeh. Alright, while you're getting that, I'll go to the next one. Kanye West and Katy Perry. And look at her again with E.T.
E.T.
How's that one going? Extraterrestrial.
Hey, you... Supersize me, butta 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 butta. So extraterrestrial,
right?
Yeah.
Fucking Katy Perry. All right. And the next one, you know what? You're going to think I'm a homo, but this song is okay with me. I know it's gay, but it's still okay with me. If it's on, I'll tell you this. I was driving to work one night, it came on, I didn't change the station.
There's a lot of songs like that.
It was,
I've got the moves like Jagger.
Yeah, I love that one.
I got that song in my iPhone.
Oh, man. I didn't go that far, but.
Yeah, I put that on there.
Moves was that, like was that, Jagger. That's Maroon 5.
Was that last song you said, Nia? What?
Give Me Everything. And the next song, number 9, this is a good song. I think everyone likes it.
I'm on the kids with your pumped up kicks. Better run.
I was listening.
Outrun my gun. Was it Foster the People?
Foster the People, yeah.
I was listening to, I think it was Alt Nation on Sirius at the burger place next door. They said that was the number one song on their list this year.
Oh, yeah?
Alt Nation, it's like I don't know what the fuck it is. Here's that song, though. Give Me Everything.
Dude, Jasmine will sing Pumped Up Kicks. Like, she'll be walking around singing that fucking song.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Have a kid that actually sings.
She'll go like,
I guess, I don't know, this is not the lyrical part, right? Okay. Is it gonna sing?
It's gonna stop and go, right?
I thought it was the other one.
Here it goes.
Oh. Sexy and I know it.
Yeah.
You can actually say like two. That's not it, dude.
That's not it?
No. It is, but it doesn't. I mean, obviously, we can't tell by.
Do you know how much money you just wasted for airtime?
Nothing. Because the show's free. It's free!
All right, and the last song, number 10. I should probably sing that one too, right? I've been going on my whole list. It goes, fuck, how's it go, man? The fucking hook. It's a pretty hooky song, catchy. I forgot, dude. But anyways, it's, boom, 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 boom. I got that super bass.
Boom, 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 baby. Super bass, Nicki Minaj.
Got that super bass.
Yeah.
How's that fucking song go? How's the hook go?
That's a good fucking song. Dude. I like that song.
Isn't that Bruno Mars right there?
It's Neo.
Oh.
He was in Battle Los Angeles.
I don't know what that is. Oh, the movie. Yeah,
the movie. He was the black guy with the glasses.
Oh.
Surprised the shit out of me. I was like, the end credits, I'm like, oh man, this is a good fucking movie. You know, end credits. Neo. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's Neo? Oh, black guy with glasses.
Did it say that? Black guy with the glasses. Neo.
Old white guy that survives.
Yeah.
Black guy with glasses.
All right. And then, real quick, the top albums. I'll just go through these real quick. Top albums is 21 Adele. Number 2, Sigh No More, Mumford & Sons. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I think their shit kind of sounds the same, right? Like, you know.
It does, but you know what? It actually, I like that stuff.
I
do like that Irish stuff, man. I like to actually go to a pub and listen. I mean, that shit's catchy.
Actually, we did. We were at, what the fuck, St. Patrick's Day. We went to an Irish pub, and they had one of those bands. It sounded just like them. They had like 7 people on stage with the violin and that shit.
And it was fucking
cool, man.
Yeah, man. You know what? If I was, you know, I think that's why white people, like, why is it that white people nowadays like, oh, I'm Irish? No, you're not. You're white. Oh, I'm half Irish. You know, like, I think it's cool to be Irish now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not one of
those. Go back to England.
You limey bastard.
No. Can you tell white people to go back to England? You know, like, how they tell us to go back to Mexico?
But white people can be from anywhere.
Yeah. Go back to
go
England.
Go back to Ireland.
Go back to
Europe.
Go back to Europe, you Europeans.
Euro trash. All right, number 3 is, I hate when fucking people say Da Carter 4. Little Wayne.
That's a good one.
I don't know, man. Watch the Throne, Kanye West and Jay-Z.
That's a really good one, man.
Is it?
That's a really fucking good one.
You know what? I've been wanting to get
that shit cray.
It cray.
What she
order? You know what? I've been thinking about something.
Fish filet.
I've been thinking about something. We did like a whole hip-hop thing when Super Dick was here.
Yeah.
And it made me seem like I think that I hate hip hop completely.
You do.
No, that's not it at all. That's what we got. Yeah, I know that's what people got out of it.
If it's not Bismarcky, then.
Got what I need.
Or Tone Loc.
Tone Loc. Wow, dang. Do you think his voice is all fucked up now because he sings like that?
I don't know. I think he's one of those dudes that has a deep voice.
That's not deep. That's like raspy, though.
I got... whatever. I'm not going to try to do it, but...
he'd be a perfect character for Disney.
I like... Dude, I like hip-hop. I like some hip-hop. Yeah. I don't like the shit that... I guess what I really didn't... I didn't really explain myself good enough.
The process stuff?
No, I don't like... I don't like the shit that's like, yeah, fuck the bitch, fuck her, yeah, fuck the... I don't like that shit.
I think that's more rap, though. Because here's my definition of that. There's rap
that's... But I even like rap that's... If it's catchy.
Okay, there's... Here's my difference. I don't like the days where it's like, fuck the bitch, fuck the hoe, kill a nigga, got, you know, 5 out of 20 sacks. Some of that stuff, excuse me, is good. You know, drugs, bitches, hoes, guns, killing, blah, blah. You know, gun shots, excuse me, wasn't really into. The newer stuff, you know, where they actually throw rhymes, I like Jay-Z, Kid Cudi, stuff like that. You know, where they're having fun with it. You know, I like the whole battling stuff, you know, Lil Wayne, he throws a little bit of it, but, you know, stuff, the newer stuff where they have, like, fucking everything's about my Gucci, my Rolex, my Bentley, if I want to listen to a commercial, I'd watch a commercial. I don't want to hear rapping commercials, you know? Because that's where these fuckers got it.
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of the stuff is now, I think music in general has become more of a party, you know? I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not one to be a good judge of it. I mean, I've got Limp Bizkit in my iPhone.
Yes. Yeah, so I like some hip-hop, but, I don't like... yeah, man, I'm working at the bar, I heard so much lousy shit, man. Just, like, do, 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 fuck the bitch and suck a dick and this and all that. Well, nah, I don't want to hear that shit. Anyways. Milo... Zeloto Coldplay? I don't know what the fuck that is. Milo Zeloto, whatever. Coldplay. A lot of people think Coldplay's gay. You know what? I think once that movie came out, everyone thinks they have to think they're gay, right?
You think Coldplay hates that? Fuck them. They're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're like, they can care less.
Dude, but... come on. You got to admit, right? Once that movie came out, you're gay because you like Coldplay.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
usually
you
the
know,
way
no,
I go
you're gay because you like Coldplay.
Yeah, exactly.
I think after that movie came out, everyone had to jump on that bandwagon.
But I can't help to, whenever that, well, obviously this was when that song, what's it, the speedest, no, not the speed sound. You got to roll the dice. Dun, 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 oh. And I would like get my hands dun, 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 and every time it'd come on like with the beat like dun, dun. Every time I'd go my hands out dun, 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 like I'm like flickering water or something. I just even when I was driving I hated the song, but every time I'd hear it I go dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Like you're in a Broadway show. No, you know they have
jazz hands.
They have some good songs.
Shiver, dude. I love Shiver, man.
Yeah.
Shiver's a good fucking
song.
That
yellow, the yellow, Parachutes or Yellow? Parachutes. Parachutes, right? That was a good album.
That, yeah.
Whatever, all you fucking Shiver,
there's,
haters.
You know what? And I'm going to go back to Guitar Hero, and I know people hate that game because they think it ruins. There's obviously, if I could play an instrument, I would have. But my fingers just don't do that. My fingers are stupid. I would love to play an instrument. Obviously, this is going to be my closest thing. Trust me, I've put it out there. I've asked people to show me. I mean, I've even learned basic chords from my friends. Like, even the quickest, the easiest of things, I just can't do it, you know? But it's the easiest thing I go with. So if I want to live out my rock star dreams, I, you know, womp, turn on the Xbox. And, you know, sometimes I'll just want to sing. And Shiver might be one of the songs.
Do you sing and play at the same time?
Sometimes if I want to show off.
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it on a song that I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it on a song that I know. I love that shit, man.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what?
Fun.
For the Raider fucking Chargers game, Felipe loves to play Guitar Hero drunk, dude. We got
to
play Guitar Hero drunk.
It sounds good.
I don't know if you know how to play or anything. I'm pretty sure you've got that shit. You got the fucking Beatles one, dude.
Yeah, that's the one I'd play and sing to, yeah.
So you do it too then, yeah.
Yeah, I can play. Yeah. I like playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And then, you know, doing the vocals at the same time. And then... I can usually do pretty good doing it. I was surprised myself, but
my brother-in-law, Rob, it was funny because my brother-in-law, he doesn't really, his music is mostly Spanish, mostly hip hop, mostly mm-hmm. rap. But he used to, a long time when we used to have our apartment, he used to be funny as fuck. I don't know if he was emo at the time or whatever. He used to come over and play Rock Band 1. And his only song that he used to like playing, and he would play guitar and sing, was Creep by Radiohead. And it was just funny because you wouldn't see this guy.
Can you hit the high notes?
He'd be like, because I'm a creep. I'm a...
Could he hit the high notes?
He does sing. You know what?
So he got him.
I don't know. I don't remember if he would hit the high notes as good, but you know what? This kid can sing, dude. He's I guess you could call him an aspiring, Spanish singer, but this kid can sing, dude. Like Spanish music, this kid could fucking sing.
I'm not English music.
Props, Roger. I don't know. I don't think he's tried to because.
That'd be funny if Spanish music, he sang beautifully, the English music.
How can you say? I only hear what you want.
Wait, what just happened? Anyways,
Props, Roger.
The next one's your favorite album of this year, I heard. Born This Way, Lady Gaga. That's your favorite album, right?
It's not mine.
Oh, was it you?
It's Feo.
All right. After that, Loud from Rihanna. Rihanna's fucking hit after hit after hit, right?
She just fucking bleeds money from them
hot
hips,
Jamaican
man.
Bitch.
Yeah, dude. She's fucking hot as shit.
I heard someone say yesterday, dude, once Rihanna got her ass kicked, her music got angry.
Well, duh.
they were mad about that. I forget who said that. One of my family cousins or somebody.
That's funny.
Take Care by Drake. I think I hate Drake. I think your sister likes him, right?
Hey, I think likes an understatement.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Katy Perry, number 9.
Katy Perry. Oh.
Didn't that shit come out like last year? Or was it this year?
That fucking dude to her, man.
But she seems like, to me, if you saw her without her makeup on, she'd be pretty whatever.
Have you seen the pictures of her without her makeup on?
No.
Yeesh.
Yeah?
Yeesh.
Yeah, told you.
I was on gaily, as I admit it, I was on TMZ today, and they had these pictures of her. TMZ, so I fucking hate TMZ so much, but I keep on going back to their app. And they have TMZ newsflash, you know, Katy Perry on the beach with the tiny bikini on. Oh my God, dude.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Okay.
But she has no makeup on and her hair is short, so it was...
Her hair's short?
Her hair's short.
She chopped her hair off?
It's like to her... She doesn't have the Jamie Lee Curtis. She has the...
Man, why do girls do that shit?
It's like right above her neckline. It might be actually short. It might be to, like, you know, the back of our head right here at the end. Just like that short.
I hate when a good-looking girl chops their hair off.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would imagine all that shit they put in is all fucking extensions. I mean, I'm pretty sure the way that they fucking put all them chemicals and everything in their hair, I'm pretty sure they can't even grow it out.
The last one is Doo-Wops and Hooligans, Bruno Mars.
I don't know.
Bruno Mars. Every time I hear Bruno Mars, I think of that song. Who's that guy? Tyler, the Creator. You know that song?
That's good. He's got some good stuff.
You know that song? It was stab Bruno Mars in the goddamn esophagus. Yeah. Every time I hear,
that guy Tyler, the Creator. He's got some crazy fucking lyrics, man. I've got his album on my phone. He's got some crazy. I mean, he talks just the weirdest fucking shit, man.
This rapper guy at the job, he was saying that guy like. Devil worshipper or some shit.
He's definitely not a Catholic or a Christian.
All right, real quick. According to iTunes, they say Artist of the Year is Adele. Album of the Year, Wasting Light by the Foo Fighters. Look at that.
Album of the Year.
That's what they voted.
Never heard of it.
Really?
I didn't hear. I think I heard that one song that they came out with. Is it Foo Fighters? What? Some
rope and gum. Yeah. That's not the... They got some good songs in there. What's very impressive, though, is they recorded this album without any help of a computer at all. Computers. Which means everything you hear is fucking them.
Yeah.
There's no sprucing up or no...
I can't see...
They use
rock. I can't see rock as needing anything too much.
Oh, but come on. There's not... Okay, but there's
not... You're supposed to be dirty and grungy, though.
But there's not real musicians anymore. These guys are fucking the real deal.
Obviously, you would expect that from them, though.
Well, I mean, I hope so.
I would be more impressed.
My point is, I get how many bands are out there that are playing their own shit?
I get you, but I would think rock would be one of the ones where they have to play their own shit. Because obviously you can't be Lil Wayne and fucking, you know, like, you can't be fucking making this shit up with instruments. Like, Jay-Z, you know what? Jay-Z has had a couple concerts on TV where a lot of his stuff is actually live band. That's what I like about his stuff, man. Oh, I mean, cool. Obviously...
He always does that?
The concert I went to, well, he's got the... He had this, the 9/11 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last year, 2 years ago? Anyways.
This year.
No, well, it was one of the 9/11 tributes, whatever. A couple years ago. He had this concert on Fuse, and the whole... He had this band playing behind him, and obviously, he still had his DJ, obviously.
Yeah.
But the drummer, I mean, it was a live drummer. I mean, it was cool as shit. And when I went to go see him in concert, man, I'm not... You know, like, it was one of those things. I'm not really one to see hip-hop acts.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking blast that day. See, I was like, who the fuck are you? You know, I'm like, I'm rapping, and I'm like throwing my hands up, and I'm like doing these gangster signs, I guess, and... You know, I got, like, there's like, these black guys, like, smoking weed in front of me, and I'm like, yeah, you know? I sound like Bono right there. Yeah. But, yeah, man. I'm always down with the
Foo Fighters. I don't know. I'm just, I'm happy that, dude, Foo Fighters, man, they inspired me to fucking make music, so. Yeah. A little special to me, I guess, and they're still around, still kicking, still doing it. These albums did well, I guess.
They're probably the most... I think the hierarchy of rock bands right now, right?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, straight up rock.
Rock royalty. I mean, yeah, I mean, when it comes to... There's, like, a lot of subjects. I mean, they got, like, all these hippie indie bands, like, fucking Foster the People and fucking Young the Giant, stuff like that. Some of that stuff I can get into. Like, Young the Giant, I've been listening to a lot. They're mm-hmm. cool. But there isn't too many rock bands anymore. Like, I mean, straight up, like, Foo Fighters or... There's not too much out there. I don't consider Coldplay as like a straight up rock band.
No.
But even stuff on K-Rock, man, they don't have... I mean, I guess K-Rock would be a bad way to judge this, but even going to iTunes sometimes, if I want to illegally download new music, I go to iTunes top 10 and I'm like, what? I wonder what came out. And they're like, no. And it's like not even rock, it's like hard rock or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, good
Fuck
job.
You, Foo Fighters. Good job. Good job, Foo Fighters.
All right, Song of the Year, Pumped Up Kicks, Foster the People, and Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Nicki Minaj. And that's it with that.
You going to start throwing them like David Letterman now?
Yeah.
And that's that.
All I need is a little... Doesn't he have a glass break every time?
Oh, yeah.
All right, one more thing.
You got to put it on the table.
One more thing to close out for this year. I'm going to give you the dead list.
Okay.
The dead list of 2011. I thought it'd be fun to go through these. It's kind of fucked up to say it'd be fun to go through them, but...
Deaths by three? It happened, man.
There was a whole lot. There's like over 100 and something, but I just went with the most popular people.
Okay.
So, first, well, there's no particular order here.
Okay.
Joe Frazier. You know he died?
Smoking Joe Frazier, yeah.
Is that his name? Smoking Joe?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
All right.
Thinking something about his...
Andy smoking. Rooney. You know that guy?
Andy Rooney. Is that Mickey Rooney's brother?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know who Andy Rooney or... What's his name? Andy Rooney?
Andy Rooney? He was on some kind of show when he would be like, I'm Andy Rooney. I
don't know who that is.
I've heard the name many times and then I found out he died. And
I think you're thinking of Mickey Rooney.
Is it Mickey Rooney? Like, I'm Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. That's probably where they got their stick from.
All right. Heavy D. You know he died?
Yeah. I know he died.
Heavy D. Sorry, Heavy. Dan Weldon. I was thinking to write his name down, but it turns out he died so fucking young and so shockingly. I guess he was a big time Indy car driver. You heard about this guy? It was like a 15 car crash.
Oh yeah, I think I did.
This guy dies.
He's the one that died, right?
Crazy, right? I think Peter knew about him. You're probably not gonna care about this, but Al Davis.
Yeah.
The Raiders.
May he burn in hell.
Oh, wow. Apparently, this guy was like a trailblazer, and he did all kinds of... I never knew any of this stuff until after he
was the first one to allow blacks in the white drinking hole.
Actually, I think he was one of the first to allow blacks to be a head coach, right? Is that right?
I guess so. I think he's been...
Yeah,
he's
Art Shell was a black coach.
Yeah, Art shell.
Yeah, I know, dude. That was my dad's heyday back way. He used to watch them all the time, so I know that.
Art Shell reminded me of. Remember? Do you remember the movie Batteries Not
Yes.
Battery Operator? Batteries Not Included. You remember that big black guy, the handyman? Mm-hmm. You reminded me of that guy. That's funny. Even the new coach kind of looks like him.
Like Art Shell?
Yeah, I think so.
You're crazy. New coach looks like nothing like him. Anyway, so Al Davis, apparently he did all kinds of crazy shit. I like his style because he did things. Well, first of all, he named his team like some, you know, crazy shit, like some dark, you know. Come on, the team's black. I love all that shit. I love dark. I'm not some kind of fucking like, oh, I love metal. I'm so dark. I'm twisted. But I like the like
silver and black.
For example, you ever heard of that cartoon or the not really cartoon? It's like a CGI Coraline.
Yeah.
You ever seen that show?
I didn't even watch it. No?
It's cool, man, just because it's so twisted. I like twisted shit, I guess. But, Al Davis. Steve Jobs? We discussed that guy already.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of him. I mean,
maybe
I
guess it really R-I-P.
Because of him, we're doing this shit, I guess you could say. Yes. And many people might not care, but some people do. So
woot woots. Steve Jobs.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the official danger salute.
Andy Whitfield. I just said that because he died, so he was in Spartacus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Have you seen that show?
No.
Oh, man, that's a good show.
I heard it was good.
You got these days off, right?
Yeah.
And they're on Netflix, dude. You got to watch that
really?
Show. It's, yeah. Right. You have to. Don't watch it in front of kids.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of gay stuff in there too.
Oh, that's cool. I'm in. Yeah. Said enough.
But they're black gay stuff though.
Black?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's a good show, man. It shows Xena getting boned.
But Xena?
Yeah.
Really?
Xena's got some warrior princess boobs on her, man.
Really?
She's got some nice stuff on her. They show, dude, there is a lot of fucking girl on girl. Couple guy on guy. There's a dude. It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
Obviously, I mean, if you're alone, it's jerk off material too. So that's kind of cool.
The guy on guy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it's a good show. Good show.
Tell me if you know who this guy is. Well, real quick. Speaking of the Raiders, Bubba Smith. You know that guy, Bubba Smith.
Bubba Smith. He's a
what's fucking he on,
lineman or something like
what?
He was a lineman or something like that.
He was a Raider, and he was on the. I think he was on the Nerds, right? Is that him?
I don't know.
Nerds, is that the guy? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. But tell me if you know who this is. Oscar winner.
He was in Hightower from...
yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Tell me if you know who Oscar winner Cliff Robertson is.
No.
I'll give you a hint. Let's see if you get it from my hint. All right. This is a movie he was in. This is one of his lines, okay? Here we go. All right. I'm getting character here. Here we go.
And scene.
Bitter. Bitter.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Let me paint you a little picture. Lying on the floor. Crowd around him. Lying on the floor.
Oh,
eyes are closed.
Okay. The guy that played
Bitter.
Uncle Ben.
Bitter. Yeah.
Okay.
Uncle Ben.
Bitter.
He died.
That guy had some fucking eyebrows on him, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Him and the guy that played... fucking Emperor Ming on Flash Gordon.
Emperor Ming. What about the dude from Gladiator? Is that the same guy? He has some... They're shooting on...
Oh, like... that guy? Yeah. That guy was pretty funny, too.
All right. Amy Winehouse.
She has some eyebrows, too.
Betty Ford.
Okay.
Betty Ford Clinic. I know you stayed there briefly for a while.
A little bit.
Peter Falk.
I don't know who the Falk that is. Hey-o!
That's Columbo.
Columbo. I've heard some good
kind
stuff
cross-eyed.
About that show.
A little cross-eyed, I think.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Like, the only Columbo I know of is when on Big Daddy. When this Columbo, he plays like he's idiot, but he's really smart.
Ryan Dunn. You know who that is?
Yeah, Jackass guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was in San Diego this last week working, and this guy comes up, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's Ryan Dunn. Oh, it's not. I kid you not. I'm like, holy fuck, it's Ryan Dunn. It's Ryan Dunn. Oh, that's right. He's dead.
Clarence Clemens.
No.
Saxophone player for Bruce Springsteen. They made a big deal out of this guy's dying.
He's part of the E Street Band?
He was.
Okay. Yeah.
Jack Kevorkian?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that movie was pretty good. I started watching it. The one, the...
Pacino?
With Pacino, yeah.
That was all right.
Okay.
Jeff Conway? You know him?
Radio fucking personnel, isn't he?
No. You're wrong.
Okay.
He was on Grease, and then he was on a show, Celebrity Rehab. Oh, he's that
crackhead, right?
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
He's all shaky and stuff.
And the next one needs an introduction of, oh, yeah!
Macho Man.
Yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage. Dead.
Yeah.
And,
Wait, do you need another, impersonation?
Yes.
Oh, I'm dead.
Step into a Slim Jim. Yeah. All right. Next one is, M-Bone. Do you know who... Are you familiar with the works of M-Bone?
M-Bone?
He's a popular group. I'm gonna use bunny air quotes. Artist from a popular group called Cali Swag. Their hit song is called Teach Me How to Dougie.
Yeah, he got shot, right?
Drive-by in Inglewood.
Wow.
I guess maybe the song should have been called Teach Me How to Dougie.
Oh.
No?
How crazy, a drive-by in Inglewood?
Yeah, you sure? Who would have thought, huh?
Teach me how to ducky. Oh,
I'm pretty proud of that one. All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
I thought supposedly she was super hot when she was young. I don't see it.
Didn't she die like 3 times already though?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought she was dead like 40 years ago. All right, Michael. Okay, this is important to us, I think.
Yeah.
Michael, I don't know his last name. I don't know even how you pronounce it. Goo? Go?
Michael Goulet?
No.
Oh.
Michael Go? I don't know. He played Alfred from Batman.
Oh, okay. The original one, yeah.
Yeah. I said he was in 4 Batman films. Was he in all 4 of those pieces of shit?
Yeah.
The first two were good, I think.
Yeah. He died from that disease that Mr. Freeze was trying to cure, wasn't it? McGregor syndrome?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg. Jack LaLanne. You know who that is?
Yeah, the juice guy.
Yeah, the juicer. One-handed push-ups. All right. Pete Postlethwaite. You know that it?
Uh-uh.
Postlethwaite. Is that it? You've seen this guy before. Kind of like a big nose. Good actor. I thought this was very interesting. Once called by Steven Spielberg... the greatest actor in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, though.
Look him up. When you see his face, you're going to know. And, of course, the most famous person to die this year. Who do you think it is?
I don't have that long of memory. No.
The
Michael
Jackson. Osama bin Laden.
What about Michael Jackson? Was that this year? Well,
no.
No, it's been longer than that.
Yeah. You idiot.
Osama bin Laden. Wow.
Osama bin Laden. This is supposed to take like 20 or 30 minutes, not... this long.
Oh, fuck it, man. I'm having fun. You think they really got Osama bin Laden?
I don't know, man. That whole thing just seems a little too, you know, a little too coincidental to me.
Hey, we got him!
Or a little too convenient.
America's, you know, most wanted criminal. We got him.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Let's parade him through
the
street.
So, should we show him to everybody?
Let's see him. We're gonna
bury him at sea.
At the deepest trench.
No photos? No photos. No video? No video.
But the guys are gonna get some kind of Congressional Medal of Honor and a big old parade when they get home, right? They're they said they're okay.
Yeah.
They just want to get to Disneyland.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's fine.
They're good. They're good.
Just how do we know?
Just gays! Gays are getting married! Gays are getting married. Can you believe that again? Oh my god.
Just take our word for it. That's what you get.
We got
right?
it. We got him.
Hey, will we ever lie to you?
Nah.
Will we lie to you? No, we won't lie to you.
We wouldn't lie to you, right? You wouldn't want us to put a base installation near you, would you? Would you? No.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Whatever.
What can I say about that shit? How about nothing? That's what I'll say. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I hope all of his 40 virgins are ugly.
I think people are smart enough to. Maybe not. Maybe not, but I hope some of you are smart enough to. Yeah. Seriously, maybe he didn't even fucking exist, right? Maybe he was CGI in those videos.
Who even knew that he was the one that fucking, came up with this fucking Let's not get into 9/11, dude.
Yeah.
That's...
Anyways, how was your year?
Yeah, that's a YouTube fucking conspiracy altogether, man. Yeah.
So you thought this year went by fast?
I think it did, man. It was a clusterfuck of ups and downs.
I would say it went by fast, too, yeah. But let me ask you this. Was it a good year for you or a bad year?
It turned into a stable year.
Stable?
Last year was really shaky, really down. This year, really shaky. Well, no. It actually turned out for the better because, I mean, middle of the year, well, a couple months back, decided to part ways, you know, from both ends with my previous employer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to find another job. But turnaround time was like almost a year where I was out, you know. And this time, I mean, thank, you know, whoever up above, literally, fuck, man, a week later.
Yeah.
I was in it again. And somewhere I actually like to be. I told my boss today, I fucking love it, making a lot of money, having fun in what I do.
Good.
I think that's what you got to do when you're at work, right?
Have fun?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if not, it's 10 hours of bullshit.
Yeah.
On top of that, you know, life at home has been good. Yeah. I mean.
I'll say the opposite for me this year. Yeah? Yeah, really? It wasn't a good year.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'll tell you why. You asked me, so I'll tell you why. Oh, wait, are we doing a talk show here? I'll tell you why. Okay, I have down it. It sucked. And I...
It sucked. Kids.
Here's why it sucked. Here's why it sucked the most. Because I started a job at this time last year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the end of the year, and it was graveyard. Okay. Natalie was in school this whole fucking year, before that even. But I was at the bar before that.
Yeah.
But so this year, I'd work all night, come home, and watch kids while she went to school. So
you came. It's your kids, though.
Dude. I know. Yeah, I'm not insane. They weren't my kids. Okay,
sometimes,
fine.
Sometimes I do.
I watch my kids when I got home. Basically, the point is, I never got sleep this fucking whole year. I was averaging. I'm
Isn't
not
that
fucking
what happens
kidding.
When you have kids, though?
No, because they sleep. Dude, these kids sleep fucking 10 hours a night.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And so I would be a well-rested individual if things were normal. But anyways, I don't want to sound like I'm bitching and complaining.
That's right, because when they're done sleeping, you're getting home.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm getting home, they're waking up. And then I'm up for another, well, man, it was like...
You know, I've heard your routine. It sounds pretty strenuous.
Yeah,
it was. And on top of that, you've got little kids that you have to take
Yes,
care of.
Yes.
You can't just, you know.
So this year has been fucked up for me because I've been the most tired. And as a direct result, I mean, oh, I was going to say, I get like, seriously, like an average of 4 hours of sleep this whole year. An average, I'll say. And Dominic.
Yeah, who?
Yeah, that's right.
Four?
And my buddy Josh. I saw them. When the hell did I see Dominic? This year I saw him? Yeah, I did see him. I don't know when I saw him, but I saw him. And and Josh, this same year, I didn't see Josh for a while. And they go, hey, man, you're looking older. They both told me that. I'm like, fuck! So this year I aged the most because lack of sleep. And I'm looking fucking older, man, and I don't like that shit. I'm usually looking, I'm looking young and tight, you know?
Young and tight and handsome.
Yeah, and beautiful. But no, not anymore. My young... Beautiful good looks have vanished somewhat. So
so you're saying it's lack of beauty rest then? Beauty
yeah.
Sleep, beauty rest?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, and this shitty job. That's what it's been. Yeah. This shitty job. You go there at night. Nobody wants to be there. Shitty company. But
stress plays a lot into life, man.
I wouldn't say the job was stressful. I just hated fucking going.
Well, that's stress right
you
there.
You think so?
Yeah, hate.
I mean, the job was...
Hate, stress, all that shit, it gives you the same imprint, you know?
Maybe you're right, yeah. I mean, I'd be there with my little crew, and there was a guy younger than me, and he would go like, I fucking hate this. And he'd get mad. And all the time, I was like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It could be worse. It could be worse. And he'd always go, yeah, you're right. All the time. Yeah, you're right. And he's like, oh, I don't want to fucking be here. And I always tell him, hey, dude, it could be worse. Fuck, you're right. And so one day... And
you could too have two kids.
You could be like me. And then one night, And I don't really inspire people to... Well, maybe I do. I just don't know about it. But this one night, I felt good because this guy came up to me and he goes, "Hey, man, you know, whatever happens here, whatever shit goes down, you're always calm and collected, and you always fucking have a positive attitude. And you kind of inspire me to do the same." Because I would have flipped out the other night and just fucking threw a shit fit. But seeing you, I'm like, "Oh, that's cool, man. That's right on." Anyway, that guy he left. He got sick of it.
I guess he couldn't handle it.
A while later, he left. But but that job was shitty. But the reason I bring that up is because recently, why do you think I had so much time off now?
Wow, I guess so.
Because like you, we parted our ways.
Nice.
But it wasn't on my terms though.
Really?
Which is the funny part. Because because this place was a shitty, it was very run very poorly.
Yeah.
Unprofessional.
Okay.
Okay. Extremely unprofessional. Didn't feel like a real job at all.
I think I remember you saying that one time you had to stay late because there was missing stuff in boxes and stuff was sent from China and it should have been sent from Oklahoma or something like that, right?
I don't know.
Probably. Of shit was
this place was just a mess. Very poorly run. Not like a real company. No structure. No rules. No real, like, anything.
Well, I can tell almost from when you're busy telling fucking stories of you scaring your boss.
Yeah.
Overworking.
Yeah. You know? You go. And the same dude... Okay, this is where it gets deep. I'm going to talk about it now because it's over with. You know? I'm not there no more. The same guy would bring beer into work.
Wow.
And booze.
Nice.
And we would drink on the job.
Well, did you guys have like Booze Monday or something like that?
Casual Fridays, yeah, okay, we called it. And then it went to Casual Wednesdays and Casual Tuesdays and Casual Thursdays.
It was casual every day.
So... It got out of hand completely from the beginning. There was no consequences. The whole place was weird, man. But which was cool, but also,
double-edged sword.
So this fucking guy. Well, first of all, working at this place, and I'm gonna use it. They let me go, right? And so it's so funny getting let go from this fucking job. Out of all the jobs I've had, I've never been fired my whole life.
Okay,
ever. And for this place to let me go. I compare it to, like, you go, let's say, like, you there's an ugly chick, right?
You're getting rejected by the ugly chick?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know, prom's coming up, and you're not doing anything, and if you're not, you know, waxing your mustache or...
No, it's like, you know, it's like the chick comes up to you and goes, because I got offered the job. It's like the chick goes up to you and goes, I didn't apply, you know, I never applied.
Oh, shit.
So the chick goes, hey, do you want to go out on a date? And, you know, she's ugly. And homely looking, just, and it's like, know, and I'm a good looking dude.
You're having fun sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You know, I'm gonna give this girl. Yeah. I'm gonna give her a good night. I'm gonna give her a good night and take her out in the town.
You gotta start dating for a while. you take her out. Shit's up and down. Sometimes you have fun because you know she knows how to you know blow you good. You know?
Yeah, sure.
But you don't look down.
And she pulls you aside one night.
Pulls you
this is not working out. Wait, what? What? You're dumping me?
After Christmas,
that's
you know what?
Exactly how it felt. Exactly how it felt.
You got dumped by the ugly.
So here's what happened. I was, and this is why. Well, I'm not gonna mention that, but
okay.
I was backstabbed by this asshole.
What?
The guy that would bring the booze in, the guy that was afraid of clowns, same guy.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Apparently, he had a little fucking book, a little diary.
Really?
And he wrote down everything everyone ever did. Okay?
There's nothing but you. Today, James scared me.
You know what? You know, did I ever tell you about the guy? Hey, fool!
Yeah.
Okay, did I ever tell you his name?
No.
What we call him?
No.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to get to that later, but
right.
We call him Defector. I will tell you why later. But Defector told me, hey, fool, I saw so-and-so's diary.
Like, uh-oh. Diary?
Like, diary? Yeah. He has a diary. He goes, hey, fool, you and me are the stars of the book. We're the main characters. I'm like, what? So apparently, I was late every night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was never told about anything. I never talked to about it because the place was so shitty, poorly ran. No one ever cared.
Okay.
And it was no big deal. It was a few minutes or whatever, and the job would get done. So this guy wrote it down. Anyways, The place has been run so shitty, they brought a new guy in to be like the head fucking guy. Okay. He's going to clean the place up.
Okay.
So this asshole, little son of a bitch, voluntarily goes, hey, look at all this. So he can make himself look better. Look what I got. And like I said, my wife has been in school the whole time when I started. And so I would leave at 6 o'clock every day because she had to go. And it was well known. Everyone knew it. And that's the way it was. So this little fucking weasel, the new guy that's like the head honcho shows up, sees me walking out. I didn't know about it until later. They're like, you know, I was told by a friend, someone. He goes, oh yeah, you know, they're asking why you left, and you know, said, oh, he just doesn't want to stay. Fucking guy never mentioned anything. My wife went to school or nothing. Like, oh yeah, he never wants to stay.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. So I got backstabbed, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because I already had another job lined up.
Okay, nice.
But the only problem was, I was counting that like the other last 2 weeks of money coming in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So that's what pisses me off, because it wasn't on my terms.
Okay.
But the fact that I had something lined up, there's a happy story to all this.
Okay, good.
So I'm on a little vacation now. That's why we're able to do a podcast during the week.
Is that why? Hey, I can't do it Tuesday. Can you do it on Wednesday, Thursday? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no problem. But,
let's just do one today, and then we'll do one tomorrow, and then we'll do that. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? How about I go over there?
So that's why it was a shitty year. But okay. But since, man, it's been such a weight off. Not having to go to that shithole. Nice,
right? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
When you hate a job and you just like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what's funny? It seems like no matter... Because I've had a lot of jobs. Because not that I get fired. I've never been fired before this. I mean, I don't like using that word. They let me go. Now, I never ever been let go or fired from a job until this one, okay? You know, I always left myself. I was always a good fucking worker. I was a good worker here. It doesn't matter. But there's always the same...
Even though you got there late and you left early.
Yeah. There was always the same assholes. And
scared the shit out of your boss.
There's always the same assholes in every fucking place you go. Okay, the same personalities. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, it's hierarchy,
like,
of asshole.
It's like, well, no matter where you go, there's always the same stupid fuckheads.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. Same characters.
I know what you mean.
Oh, it's so annoying.
People are just built like that. It just happens to be, there's that person that's this, there's that person that's this. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. But, there's another update. From a previous show. Yeah. I went to a very tall building to start my next job. I don't want to talk about it right now, but I wound up getting the elevator, and there's no 13th floor.
Yes.
No 13th floor. Nice. 11, 12, 14, 15. So,
should take a picture.
I got really happy. It was full of people. I almost seemed like a dork. Like, you know, it was a full of, oh, excuse me, can I take a picture real quick of the buttons? No, yeah, so I thought that shit was funny. Have you ever seen that before? Have you seen an elevator or a building with a 13th floor?
No. I never thought to look at it until you said anything. Since then, I haven't been in like, you know, a tall enough building.
Right.
So, next time I go to Vegas, I'm going to check it out.
What's the shortest job you ever had? The shortest job. I mean,
this one
least amount of time
you've been in one place. This one crappy job was in the middle of my, I think it was like right after FedEx and right before I started Radio Shack, my selling. Like, it was this crappy fucking, still young, you know, looking into penny saver isn't going to be the best thing. So, like, make a lot of money being a salesman. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, they come in, tell me to bring a shirt and tie. I'm like, hey, cool, shirt and tie. There's a big office building. Think I'm going to be one of those guys. No, I'm one of those assholes that fucking goes building and building, like selling fucking...
I fucking did that!
Yeah, like selling coloring books and fucking just like random shit, you know, like Bibles or
I
like
don't believe this, dude. Books. You know what? Yeah. I forgot all about that shit. I had something written down as my shortest job, but that's my shortest job.
I did that for...
You know what? I didn't even get paid. That was my that was my introduction.
Did they tell you to? You're not going to get paid? They're going to go ahead and we're going to send you out and see how you like it.
No, they didn't say send me out. What they told me was, oh yeah, just come here, just see how it goes, see what's going on. You know,
because most places will tell you, like, because I would ask them, it's like, what is it you do here? Oh no, we've got the system, like how you sell it. Like, where do you sell it? Like, I kept on asking them, and like, no, well, it's this kind of place, you know, like, I didn't find out about it. Like, they're like, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and we'll go ahead and send you out with these two guys. They're the top sellers. And I'm like, okay, they're taking boxes with them. We drive out to fucking LA to Little Armenia. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Take this shit. Take this box of fucking random, just random fucking shit.
Yeah.
And we start going business to business, selling stupid shit.
Dude, like, I was so fucking mad because... Oh, man. No, they made me think it was in an office.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They didn't make me think I was going out walking around.
Yeah.
So I show up with these uncomfortable dress shoes.
Right.
And I have no fucking clue. And then it's like, oh yeah, just go out there. Yeah. And I'm a young kid. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
So I go out there. These two dudes. One of them shady looking.
Yeah.
We get in this truck. I'm like, oh, where are we going? Oh, yeah, we're just going over here. We wound up driving to fucking Palm Springs, man. From Riverside.
Shit's bullshit, man.
And we're walking around door to door selling shit. And it's so fucking hot. And my feet are killing me.
Oh, man, I fucking remember.
Because I had that shitty fucking shoes. I had no idea I was going to be walking around.
Yeah.
God, I was so angry. And I was out there for 8 fucking hours with them in the heat.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
God, what a fool, huh?
I did that, like, the first day, I was like, fuck this, I don't want to do this. But at the time, I had nothing lined up. I remember I went
to second... Did you do it? You went back?
I went the second day, right?
Oh, man.
The second day, I went with more of an open attitude, because I was like, fuck, I need money, I don't want to be jobless. Because at the time, Santa's always been working really good jobs, I mean, high-paying jobs. So at the time, I was like, fuck, I can't, like, not make money, you know? Just because I was like, at the time, I was like, I can't not have a job.
Yeah.
So I did it the second day, and I had a lot more positive an outlook on it. But it got to the point where that day we were in Santa Ana. She was going to school at that time at Santa Ana College. So I was literally across the street, you know, selling from the college. And like, I was like, man, I shouldn't be doing this, man. It's not going to get me anywhere. Like, the first day, the guy, one of the sellers, he paid me out of his pocket. Like, oh, here you go. Here's $40.
I need shit.
Out of selling, just because selling bullshit. I guess they get, like, $6 out of every whatever sell. So he's like, here you go. You know, he gave me a little piece. The second day, I got a little piece because I actually sold myself. But I was like, you know, I can't do this shit. So the third day, like, they're expecting me, and I just called them up, and I'm like, hey, I'm not going to go back.
Yeah, dude, I wound up driving home. I get out of my car. My feet are so busted up, dude. I mean, these shoes are so shitty. I'm walking in, and my mom's like, oh, how was it? I was so fucking mad. Yeah. I was fuming. And I'm like, I'm never going back there. I told her what happened, and she was like, oh, my God. God damn, I forgot about that. You just brought that shit back to me.
And you know what? And it happened to me again after that.
No way.
Yeah, man.
The same type of thing?
And I went to another place, and they, like, had a nice office building. There's a bunch of offices. Oh. You know, we're going to be able to show you how to... And I'm like thinking, you know, telemarketing or something. I don't mind doing that or whatever. I just don't want to be out there walking again.
Yeah.
So I get in the car with these two chicks, right? And I didn't see anything. I didn't see no boxes or anything. So I'm thinking, okay, well, we're going to do, you know, I guess they said that they're going to go. I forget what they say, but I'm still game at this point.
Yeah.
Because I was asking, and they're like, no, it's not like that. I'm still game at this point, right? And they have folders with them. I'm like, all right, cool. It's, you know. So it ends up being that we drive out to, like, Long Beach, right? Off the 91 freeway. They're getting gas. I'm like, hey, what are we doing? Honestly, what do we do? Oh, they gave me the kind of same bullshit answer. And I'm like, look, you know, they got off, like, I think maybe 3/4 away where they were going. And they got free. I'm like, look, are we going business to business selling something? They looked at each other and they're like, you didn't know? And I'm like, yeah, they're like selling fucking Dodger tickets or something, like bullshit like that, right? I'm like, man, fuck this, dude. I didn't drive, so I told him, look, just leave me here. I'll get a ride to pick me up. And I had Santa pick me up.
Yeah.
It was funny at that time, and I'll say it because, you know, obviously when you're younger, you have those stupid fights with your girlfriend, and you're like, I'm not going to be with you ever again, you know? So it was one of those fights, right? So we hadn't talked to him for like a good couple days. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, can you come pick me up? She's like,
oh, it was after you had one of those fights?
Yeah, it was after. It was like, it was when we were bunny ears broken up.
I'm surprised you called. Like,
yeah.
I think some guys would never call.
I had nobody else to call, dude. Right. I think I just moved back in with my dad. I had no one, like, I wasn't really hanging out with anybody that too much. So I was like, can you come pick me up? See, she like, so mad, come and pick me up. Like, she didn't talk. I was, like, trying to, like, be funny with her. Like, we hadn't talked in a couple of days. I think the last time I talked to her, I, you know, probably called her a couple of names I shouldn't have. Didn't talk the whole way home, and she, like, dropped me off in my car. And, like, I was just, like, felt like such an asshole, dude.
Yeah, you should.
I should have. I did. I think after that, I like, you know, talked and everything like that. But I can't, like, now when I've got to a job, I've been point blank where I'm like, how much am I getting paid? You know, if I get this job, what am I going to be doing exactly? Because I think an employer can respect that. You know, right. If you're actually asking questions, like this job I'm at right now, my DM actually told me, he's like, hey, you got all this experience as management. You don't want to be a manager? Like, you know, we got a store opening up. And I'm like, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but yeah, he wanted to give me a management position. And I'm like, look, man, it's the holidays. I don't really know this, you know, company too much. I'm kind of burnt out on being the leader. I don't mind. I'll sell all day. You know, that's all I'll do. I'll make money for you guys. I just want to hang back for a little while. And he's like, you know what? I can still respect that. And the thing is, like, to this day, like, I think that's why he picked me to go to San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, to go do my thing out there. And, you know, he did. So, and it's because I've always been open about it. I've told him, dude. Like, I told him shit about my boss.
Yeah.
You know, because she's the type that wants, she expects a lot, which is a good thing. But she will be in the back room all fucking shift, dude. You can't be
not doing shit.
Yeah, you can't be a fucking general.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. You know, from this last job, exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
You can't be a general from the sidelines.
Thanks, Dave, you little weasel. Fuck.
Fuck you all, yeah. Fucking bastards. So, yeah. So that selling job was a lot. The shortest one.
Yeah, I wonder. You know what? Those people must do that shit a lot, huh? Like, they know no one wants to do that shit, so they just like.
But did you ever meet anybody that had done it for, like, a long time? Because the guy I went out with, he said he was doing it for, like, 2 or 3 years.
I think the same thing with these guys, yeah.
I think...
One of them was, like, a ratty-looking guy. One guy was, like...
Yeah, they're... It's just in your blood to do that. Because, like, I was telling you, this job, they actually have kiosks in malls.
Yeah.
And I was training at a kiosk, and if, you know, like, previous shows, that's one of our fuck you moments.
Yeah.
And I did it. But I give those guys respect because it takes a certain person to do that. It's a different kind of salesman to actually do that.
Yeah.
But
no spine.
Yeah, exactly. But it takes a certain person to, I guess, be that kind of salesman. It takes a certain person for any kind of job.
Yeah.
You know? But fuck those guys.
Yeah. I gotta pee real quick.
All right.
I gotta stop it. All right, we're back. And here we are. I am God. Lito's Jesus. And the Danger Hour is the Holy Trinity. Wait, I said that wrong, huh? It's the Father, Son. So you're my son, and the Holy Spirit is the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Something like that. All right. What I was going to say about... I don't really want to harp on this fucking job I had too much, but it was cold as fuck in this place. It was freezing cold.
Is it a warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Freezing cold. To the point where I used to wear Vans when I used to work there. And I used to have to wear 3 pairs of socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And a hoodie and a jacket and glove. I wore gloves anyway to, like, you know, so I could protect my hands. But goddamn, was it cold as fuck. Everybody wears gloves.
Protect my hands.
Work gloves.
Oh, okay.
Not like... It's a toner's.
No mittens.
No mittens. But I was thinking about that shit, and I had a teacher one time that told me he went to Russia.
Uh-huh.
And just, I was, while I'm in the fucking warehouse working, how cold it is, I'm thinking about my teacher, what he told me, and that he went to Russia one time, and it's so fucking cold over there. And first of all, everyone over there has beards, all the guys. And he had a beard at the time. And when you go into, like, you know, the bars or whatever, wherever you're going... People come in, it's like, they come in, there's snots all over, like, you know, crusty in their beards,
yeah,
and their mustaches. And, like, he goes, it's very common, like, everywhere you go, people have snot in their mustache. And I thought that shit was funny. And also, have you seen the show with, like, a man and a wife that go to, like, nature things? Have you seen this thing?
No.
It was one time they went to Alaska to see if they can survive in the wilderness in the freezing cold. And it's pretty interesting, man, because it's him and his wife, and they kind of bicker every now and then.
Like that's what the show is going off of, the dynamic between a husband and wife.
Yeah, but he's like...
In the wilderness.
But he's like a military fucking expert type dude. Like,
and she's a bitch.
Yeah, and he's like... Yeah. I guess he's trying to teach her things, and also, like, while he's teaching you things, too, but...
Yeah.
But he's like, yeah, because it's supposed to be like they're on a snowmobile, and it breaks... And they're like, oh, what do you do if you get stranded? Like, this is to help you survive. So they don't have anything but what they had with them at the time. And so guy was...
We only have a tent, a GPS radio, fucking long thermals,
yeah, an extra iPad, food. Yeah. And, So this guy, he's like, he's making a fucking, like a, what do you call it, like an igloo? Is that what you call it? The Eskimo thing?
Yeah, igloos.
And so he said the snow will insulate you. It'll keep you warm. Isn't that weird? Like the snow, if you like put it like a fucking dome,
yeah,
and you dig a hole in it, that's what he was doing. So he was digging, and he's like, he goes, yeah, you don't want to sweat. You don't want to work too hard, because if you sweat, you get hypothermia. Because you're sweating as you're working, and okay, when you stop working, yeah, your sweat will keep you fucking cold, yeah, exactly, and you'll wind up dying. So that shit was crazy.
So how do you? What did they make an igloo out of? I mean, did they start creating blocks?
No, they just
they
found like a mound.
Uh huh.
Maybe he like just put it like
dug was it a big mound and he dug a hole in it?
Yeah.
And he okay,
something like that, or maybe he like. They took parts of the snowmobile with them,
uh-huh,
like one of the fenders, okay, and he was digging with
started digging with the fenders and stuff.
And yeah, they did it, but, you know, the long story short, I think at the end of the show, I was trying to fall asleep because it was midday and I was tired. But I think they...
You could do that now?
They had to wind up... That wasn't now. That was a while back. It was a long time ago. They had to call...
Tom, we'll take a nap now.
They had to call somebody, like, okay... You know, we're not playing. Stop the show. Come and get us.
Oh, shit.
Because they were so fucking cold, but they went up almost dying. But so yeah, I'm thinking about that while I'm at work. And they had this room like on our breaks that was heated.
Oh shit.
So we go in there. It'd be like 90 fucking 5 degrees. Holy like, fuck. Oh fuck yeah. And you get warm and comfortable, and you go right back outside. You'd be freezing again. So like the same kind of hypothermia thing. But it's been fucking getting colder. Has it been colder lately in California? You think this like as we're getting older? Or are we just, is it global warming, or are we just getting old and bitchy, or what? What's going on with this? I think
it's been getting colder.
I think it has been, man. It's been getting fucking cold.
I got sick. I'm not one to get sick much, but definitely if the window's cracked open a little bit at night, I'll get a sore throat for sure. But Santa swears that the day I got sick, I'm like, look, did you leave the open window, or did you open the window last night at all?
No.
And then like a couple hours later, look, I'm really getting sick. Did you really open it? Yeah. just a little bit though. I'm like, yeah, right. How much is a little bit? And she swears that it's like this little crack. I'm like, there's no way, dude. I got pretty good fucking sick.
Yeah.
So, now I think it's getting really fucking cold.
That happened to me one time when I was, I spent the night at my Nino's house.
Yeah.
And he's like, he has to have every fucking window open. Oh, because he's one of those guys.
Claustrophobic or something like that, right?
Yeah. Something crazy that... I don't think with like in cars, but if he's in the house, he's got to have windows open.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm sleeping in this other room. His kid was in or something. No, his kid was in that room. I was sleeping in their room. And then he left the window open. I woke up. I had no voice. I couldn't talk. But yeah, after that, I was like, nah. Never sleep with the window open when it's cold.
I'm good.
But that dude, man, he's crazy. He's got to have everything. Even if it's fucking freezing, he's got to have... He's one of those like hot blood type dudes where...
Does he not get cold?
Not really. I mean, he does, but it's, like, rare.
Does he, like, wear beanies?
No.
Like that?
No. Beanies.
Like, the top of his head will get cold or something. I remember the first time I think all you fucking guys all wear hats, man. I think the first time I saw him without a hat, Nino Theo, right? Tony?
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw him without a hat, I'm like, fuck, he's bald. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But, like, and then,
that's cool. If you went bald, would you shave your head? Or would you just leave it?
I think just to piss off Sandra, I'd fucking leave it. Just to grow a
just
mean,
to piss her off?
A mean fucking comb over.
Do a comb over?
Like a mean one, like fucking Kingpin style, like fucking Bill Murray style, man. Like where it got all crazy and like it just fucking rose up.
That character he played was fucking awesome. Yeah. I love that shit. I forgot to mention, it's kind of stupid, but you know if you stare at snow... In this fucking, you can go blind. Like you fuck up your vision.
Really?
If you look at if you don't wear like sunglasses, like just the light, the sun bouncing off the snow, will just like kind of constantly that white glare in your eye will fuck up your vision. You know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I don't know why I said that, but think about that.
So you're just saying just walk around and start peeing on everything?
Yeah. If you ever get stranded in the snow, that's just remember that.
Crikey.
Yeah. Okay. With this, one more thing about this fucking everything ties into this job, actually, because I wanted to mention, if I didn't work there, I would never have met Defector. And this is when I will tell you the origin of his name. Defector came from because...
You mean it wasn't all the stories that you've already told us?
No. There's... Well, yeah, but... Yeah, absolutely. That ties in, but... But the reason his name came to be...
Or the voice?
Yeah. So there was... he's always been there. At first, I liked the guy. This guy's he's goofy. He's fun to be around. Okay. You know, he talks a lot. And after a while, it's like, this guy's fucking... He won't shut his fucking mouth. I can't stand him anymore. Like, and you start hating the guy.
He starts becoming this.
And then you realize he's like a fucking old dog you have. He's kind of pathetic. Yeah. You know, you want to get rid of him, but you've had him for so long, you might as well just, and you feed him, and he's always, you're used to him being there, laying there like an idiot, so I was like, he's, you know, I'm used to this guy.
Yeah.
That's how he is in this company. and so they had these temps come in to help if there's more like extra work. So the temps would come in, and these guys, I swear to you, man, most of these fucking temps are retards. Just straight retards. So I gave them the name, the Defectives. And so every time, like, they would show up, it's like, the Defectives are here every night. And so he goes one night, and I told my buddy, I'm like, dude, I'm like, this guy's the fucking leader of the Defectives. And he hears me and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm Defector. And we all start laughing. He embraced the name and he loved being called that. And after that, dude, we all called him Defector. And he loved it.
It sounds like a Transformer.
But... Yeah, actually, the last day I worked there, he told me, hey, fool, I was watching Transformers, the third one. He was with my nephews, and I told him, let me tell you a story about a guy named James. He gave me the name Defector, and he goes, it sounds like a Transformer. And, like, the whole movie, the kids were going crazy, like, you're Defector.
Defector.
But he was, dude, he was so happy about that. But dude, the last week... This is what I want to share with you. The last week, you've all heard the stories about this fucking guy.
Yeah.
So the last week I'm there, he comes up to me, like, unexpectedly, for no fucking reason. And this is what this is the conversation. This is what he opens with. This is how he talks to me. So picture you're just working, minding your own business. You have no idea.
Doing what you do.
Hey, fool. Huh. What? You ever put ice in a girl's vagina?
What? What? What?
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. You ever put ice in a girl's vagina? I'm like, no, I haven't. Have you? Yeah. Really? Like, I'm like, why are you even asking me this? I just wanted to ask you. I was curious. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, you freeze a big, long piece of ice, and then you shove it in there. And first you start rubbing all over their body, and like you play with them so they get used to it, and you just put it right in. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's talking to me about this whole thing. And he's the kind of guy that won't stop talking, even though like you stop talking, and you show him you're not interested in the conversation.
You just keep on looking forward and just like, uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't even say anything. You don't even say, uh-huh. He's talking... I don't say a fucking word, okay? Most people go, okay, this guy's not interested. He's turned off. I'm going to walk away. Not this guy. He's a marvel of modern science. He will keep talking forever. And so he gets in this other story. He goes, hey, fool, speaking of that, my ex, she... That's a good one. She convinced two guys to use dildos on each other. I'm like, wait. And then I get interested. He's been talking for like 20 minutes, and all of a sudden, he brings this up. And I go, wait. Bing! I go, wait, what? Yeah. I'm like, how'd this happen? Yeah, she was with two guys, and they both wanted to fuck her, man, like both of them. And she said, fine, I will do both of you if you each have a dildo in your ass. And they went for it. And there she is. Holding this long dildo, and they're going ass to ass. Wait a second. They're going ass to ass. And he goes, yeah. No fucking way. Oh, yeah, fool. They were.
She's holding it,
and they're just going crazy. And she told me all this. And he goes, do you know what the funny part is? What? After they were done, she left. And I'm like, no. She didn't give him anything. So she made these fucking guys... humiliate themselves to get some pussy, and they didn't wind up getting anything.
Ass to ass. That's nasty. I mean, it was bad enough in that movie. Fucking, what's the movie you made me watch?
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream. That's, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit right there. Fucked up shit. Yeah, I guess it would be, huh?
At least that girl got some drugs out of it. These guys got nothing out of it.
I guess everybody lost there.
Everybody lost. Yes. And one more thing that he told me that same night.
Gross.
This guy, I'm telling you, he just kept fucking talking. So out of like the 40, maybe, no, maybe more than that. Maybe like the 2 hour, the 2 hours he talked to me, I got like two stories out of the whole thing. This was the second one. He's all, hey, fool! Of course, it all starts that way.
Exactly.
It all starts the same way. Hey, fool, one time, my drug dealer, my ex-drug dealer, I'm like, I'm like, oh, man, this is great. This guy is a well-known drug addict, man.
My ex-drug
this
dealer.
This guy, he's done everything.
Okay.
Except, I think except heroin. For some reason, even the creepiest fucking scumbags won't try heroin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like the line they cross. They won't cross them.
And that's the line.
Yeah, that's it. But he's, he's like, yeah, fool, one time my ex-drug dealer, he was at his girlfriend's house, they all got drunk, they were, he was my friend too, so he told me the story. He's like, they were all drinking, and he was at his girlfriend's parents' house, or his mom's house.
Excuse me.
He goes, so, for some reason, I think she went to lay down, or she got tired, but he wasn't with her after a while, maybe he passed out, I forget how it happened. Then he wakes up. He's walking through the house, and he sees her laying on a bed in this other room. And he's like, "Oh man!" And he sees her ass. He's like, she's facing away from him. So he gets in bed with her, and he starts, you know, rubbing all over her body and feeling her up, and starts feeling on her tits and starts touching her all over the place. And she's getting into it, right? And then all of a sudden, he puts it in. And then he goes, he slides it in, and then she goes, oh, and she gets up, and it's not his girlfriend.
Oh, I'm like, what? Fuck.
Like, who is it? And then, once again, I'm working, I'm not paying attention. Once he says that, I'm like, wait, I stopped, turn around. Who was it? Yeah, it happens. It's her mom. And I was like, no. Yeah, so he goes, her mom, like, had, like, the same body shape as her and everything.
Oh, fuck, that's
and
like
so. It. She when he got in the bed, her mom thought it was her boyfriend that also lives there. But it was him. I thought that was the coolest story, dude. Imagine you, okay? You go, you think it's your girl. You think it's your girl. You're playing with her and all that stuff. Your girl, me, and your mom are the same type.
Yeah, exactly.
And you put it in, dude. It happens to be the girl's mom. Isn't that fucking beautiful?
Wow.
And so that job, what I wanted to leave off with is that job was shitty. But working there gave me so many stories to tell on this show.
Kudos to that guy.
Defector. And also Corey, because Corey, who's going to come on in January the 7th, just talking with him, man, I got so many stories out of it and so many topics. So,
is this the guy? Man, I hate all that rap shit. Oh, so why do you listen to? Or I hate the Tyler Perry movies. But
oh,
I love...
no, that was a different guy. Oh, okay. That's a different guy. Okay. But yeah, but this guy. I mean, we're gonna get into the whole race thing when he comes. Right. It's gonna be fun. But yeah. I mean, I guess it's a silver lining to everything, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it has to be.
So what happened? Like, did he keep going or he stopped?
That was another story. That's all he gave me. Oh, I don't know. That was it. But isn't that enough?
How do you, like, fuck, man. Hey.
You know what? You know what? And then he told me afterwards that they had different breast sizes. So I think the guy fucking, he had to know, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
He had to. I don't know. Maybe he did.
That's
who knows?
Too much. That's a fucking... That's a situation right there. That's a situation.
All right. And one last thing before the show is closed out. Speaking of Defector and all the beautiful things he's given us. Oh, by the way, Defector got canned too.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. he had no job lined up. He got fucked. And apparently, rumor has it, he started crying. That's fucked up, man.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. So, yeah, you weasel fuck. You, this guy, man. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to say it one more. You know what? I sent this little bastard a text after the day after, the morning after. I know he listened to the show before.
Okay.
He did, every once in a while. He hasn't for a while, but he, because of this, he might be listening now.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it. I want you to hear my voice this time, you little fuck, if you're listening. Okay? I don't really care because I hated the place. I was out anyway. Okay? I was already on my way out. I just needed 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I got a 2-week vacation. I'm just going to be struggling with the money. That's all.
Okay.
But I don't... It doesn't really fucking bother me. But just the fact that this guy backstabbed me, that's fucked. That's no good. Because the whole time he was always like a friend, you know, always joking and sharing personal information and making it seem like he was your buddy and stuff. So yeah. That kind of shit bugs me, man. So I'm going to say what I text him the day after. And just because I wanted, because I heard that he was feeling bad about Defector because he was crying. He was feeling guilty about what he did, trying to get ahead and shit by burning other people. So I'm going to say what I text him. This is exactly word for word.
I love you.
Call me. No. What I said was, you are a backstabbing little weasel fuck, and you got a lot of growing up to do. That was all I put. That's all I put. You know why? Because you don't do that shit to people, man. No. You don't do that shit to people.
Not in this day and age.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like I said, I don't care. I'm not bitter. I'm on to better, fucking, bigger, better things. But just the fact that you stooped to that level, fuck you.
Off to the brighter lights.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I don't care. That's the last you'll hear out of this, because I'm done with it. I really don't care, but I just want to say it on the air as my little platform here so I can say it.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice.
Because you know what? I wasn't going to talk about any of this stuff. But what I heard from a broadcaster at one time is that people love to hear the truth.
Yeah.
They love to hear real shit.
Yeah.
So fuck it. I'll tell you what happened. That's what happened. There you go. But one last thing, kind of like a tip of the hat to Defector. One more thing.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that guy. Yeah. I never knew him.
You know what? I hated him, but I'm going to miss him a little bit too. He's that fucking... Exactly. It's like your dog that he dies and it's like... God damn it, he's not gonna be laying there anymore.
The three-legged old dog. It's like, man, dude, fucking just pass on already.
Yeah, I know.
But then when he's gone, it's like, oh.
I miss that guy.
Yeah. I miss his nasty smells.
So there was
this old one time. Farts.
And you know what? Even, I think even, who told me that? Maybe it was you or was it Fail? Like, is this person real? He really exists?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you guys
say
that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he really does. And Corey's gonna come in and you can ask him about him then. And he will tell you the same.
Oh, man.
I'm not exaggerating at all. This is the way this guy is.
You got to bring him in. That would be fun.
But he's the kind of guy you don't want him knowing where you live.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, fool!
I don't want to sound like a snob fuck, but...
No, that's understandable.
He hangs out with a lower class of people. I mean, I don't think I'm better than anybody, but I'm better than him and his and his people.
Him and his merry band of
miscreants. Let me tell you one more thing about while we're on this situation. He told me he got carjacked recently by his friend. And he got scared because he fought the guys. One guy had a gun. He got into like a fight. He had a girl in the car with him.
Okay, yeah, that's why. Now I know why you don't want to invite him over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everywhere this guy goes, it's trouble. But he's been in and out of jail. Like, he's a mess. But anyways, everything he touches is defective. And so he wound up having to leave. He moved out of his house to live with somebody else. Hey, fool, I'm living with my ex-girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what?
That's not good.
He goes, yeah, because I think they're going to retaliate. So I left. I moved all my shit out. So I'm living with my ex-girlfriend, her boyfriend, and her future boyfriend. I'm like, wait, what does that mean?
The fuck?
I'm telling you, what's going to happen? And he goes...
Oh, fuck.
And he goes, yeah, the other day we're at the store, and we're walking, and like, we're all three of us. And I'm like, why the fuck is he hanging out with this girl and her new boyfriend? Anyways, but besides that, so they are. This is going to describe to you the kind of people that they are.
Oh,
and Defector, if you're out there listening, Defector, if you somehow get a hold of this podcast, I'm sorry, but this is the truth. I'm not trying to burn you, but it's good material for the show.
Yeah.
But so he goes, I'm at the store, we're walking, you're looking for things, and you know, her new boyfriend's in front of her, and she's walking, and I'm behind her, and she reaches back every so often and grabs my balls and plays with my balls and my dick. I was like, wow, this is the kind of people I'm talking to here. You know, he's living with her ex and her new boyfriend, and
knows
she's
how to pick them,
fondling the balls. So. That's that. But the funny thing I wanted to add at the end of the show is that this one time we were talking about booze and drinking and driving, and which I've never done. I've never fucking done that. I've known people that have drank fucking beer and drove. Have you done that before?
No, no.
Yeah, so we were talking about creative ways to get away with it. And Defector here, he tells me, hey, fool, we should take a road trip. And I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, we should. This is like when I first met the guy, like the first couple months. He's like, we should go somewhere. Like, me, you, and this guy, that guy. Oh, yeah. And he goes, yeah, like, yo, man, you'll love road trip with me. Why? Oh, we drink the whole time. Like, what? While you're driving? Yeah. I was like, well, what do? This fucking guy goes to Home Depot. He gets, like, that plastic tubing.
Yeah.
He will put it through his shirt where it's hanging, like, by his mouth on the right side while he's driving and have a fucking beer down below behind the seat and on the floor. And just suck it out of the beer? Be sucking out of the beer. Can you believe this guy? And I go, wow, you do this? Yeah, I do it.
That's some ingenuity right there.
And I go, that's actually pretty creative. Yeah, fool, it is. And I go, you know what? I was thinking about drinking and driving. I mean, I've never done it, but if I was thinking of like how to get away with it, what I would do is I would get a Gatorade bottle, a big one, a colorful one, like maybe like a green or a purple.
Yeah.
I would dump the Gatorade, maybe drink the Gatorade. I won't dump it out. Fuck it. Drink the Gatorade, have an empty container, pour some light beer in there, and put some food, you know, coloring in there and dye it.
Oh, yeah, because green beer looks like on point. Yeah.
If you, so if you had this in a Gatorade bottle, and you're driving, and you're drinking out of the fucking Gatorade, no one's going to look at you and think this guy's drinking and driving. They're going to think you're drinking out of a Gatorade bottle. But so Defector goes, he looks at me with these eyes that huge.
He's like Christmas morning, he goes, and there's a brand new bike outside.
This is what he said. You're a fucking genius. Holy shit. And actually, him and I, three people, went like, holy fuck, that is brilliant. Like, I need to try that now. And so...
Oh, fuck.
Have you ever thought about a good way of getting away with drinking and driving? Clever way, I would say. We're not promoting this here, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Hypothetically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... No. I mean, yeah, no, I've thought about the whole fucking pouring in another bottle or whatever before. Or you know, obviously pouring it in something else that's not as you know, as fucking Owen as beer.
Right.
But, no, I've never given it a thought. Dude, I was actually thinking, you know what? I was, on the way over here, I was drinking at fucking Full Throttle, and I'm drinking at night, and, you know, I got my can. I'm like, what's to say that, like, I'm not drinking a beer can right now?
Right.
Like, nobody looks around anymore. People are so fucking blind to everything. I mean, if you look around at other cars, people are fucking, drivers are fucking texting, and they're on their phones, and they're fucking doing makeup, and they're eating. Yeah. People are so blind, you know, like when they say people like are getting fucking mugged or raped or anything, like you don't scream help, you scream fire.
Yeah.
You know? I guess you can use a Gatorade bottle. But I know people, like I do know people that they go fucking up to Vegas and they're like drinking all the way. I'm like, that's stupid.
I was just talking to Peter and Josh the other day. I met up with them at Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Raider game.
Uh-huh.
I heard about your Chargers too, by the way. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Not really. But bullshit. So the whole time, like, Peter's like, fuck, man. He tells me, fuck, the Chargers, they're doing shitty. All of a sudden, they're tied with us. He goes, oh, my God. He goes, Little's going to be talking shit if they win. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, he will be. And he goes, we might be bumped out of it because the Broncos and all that shit,
yeah,
too,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we're watching, and, like, they have so many TVs there, man.
Yeah.
And so we're watching, like, both fucking, all of these games at once, and,
I love that place.
Yeah, it's a great place. We're drinking, we're watching the games, and, so he's rooting against the Broncos. I mean, we both are, I guess, but I kind of wanted to see Tebow, like, he's the underdog. I wanted to see him, like, the happy ending. I thought it would be cool. I mean, yeah, he's a douchebag with the whole Jesus thing, but at the same time, it's like, it's so unbelievable, the whole story. Like, I want it to happen, just so it will happen.
He's killing it, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, last two or three games, but... Yeah. So they lose. The Raiders win. Barely. Fuckers. And,
3 points, man. You know what pissed me off that day, though? Was, like, I was... we were fucking busy all morning. And my... I work with... we're all football fans there. And I got two Raider fans and another dude. He's a Steelers fan. And so we're all up there. And I just, like... We were, like... Like, fuck, man. We're so busy. We were planning on watching the game on one of the TVs. And we couldn't because we're so busy. And I just like, I'm like, fuck it. We got some, you know, I got two minutes downtime. I'm going to check the score.
Yeah.
And I checked the score and I'm like, oh shit, Raiders and Chiefs are tied. And then, bing, update. Raiders won by a field goal. I'm like, oh, what the shit, man? So we go on to NFL.com. We check the highlight. The fucking Chiefs got a, what, they got a blocked field goal, right?
Raiders blocked the field goal. Whoa, that was unbelievable. That was the game winner right there.
And then they, that was great. It just made me mad because I'm like, you know, the Raider fans are helping customers. And like, I turn on the phone. I'm like, oh, it's tied. Bink. Oh, what the fuck? What happened? They just won. They literally just won.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, but the game before that when they played the Lions, they would have won by a field goal.
Yeah.
And they got blocked.
It's been fucking just like really close these games.
But I really wanted to see that kick because it was like a 65-yard fucking field goal. And then, I mean, the guy, I mean, come on, you got to give it to him. He's the best kicker in the league.
He's got the record, right? He's got the record, I think, 60-yard.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this one was a 65.
Oh, he's tied for the record or something like that.
And so...
That was...
He was going to go for it, and they blocked it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what the outcome would have been, just because it was so crazy, you know, so far away.
Anyway, see that dude from the Bengals jump and do a fucking flip over... what's his name? Oh, man, I saw that. Fucking crazy. These last couple of games have fucking been crazy. I don't know what's going to happen, because the fucking Broncos, they've got Casey... Raiders and Chargers are playing. So if Broncos lose, they're 8-7 with 3-2 in the division. If the Raiders lose, which they, you know, what I'm hoping, they'll be, everyone will be 8-8 with the same record. So I don't know how that works.
Peter said if the Broncos wind up winning and the Raiders wind up winning, the Raiders get kicked out because the Broncos, some kind of other edge goes into play. Yeah. So I don't know. So we're hoping that the Chargers lose and the Broncos lose.
Well, like I said, we got to... I'm more than sure I got that day off. What happened was at work...
Don't give me
no,
that.
No. This is what happened. And I'm
Let me miss the first one.
No, and I'm trying. What happened was is at work, and like the fucking manager, she like left that day open. She got one person working, and me and my friend, the other football guy, we've been there the longest... We just got a batch of like these 3-4 dudes that come in, you know, new guys. And we're all talking about it. She's like, oh, I'm going to do a contest where like whoever's the best salesman, like from now until the end of the, you know, week or whatever, they get the first off. And like, we're like, man, fuck that shit. Like, you know, we should get the day off. Well, who's going to stay? She's not going to fucking stay. What do we do? And I just fucking split out. I'm like, dude, it's not going to be busy. Why don't you just have the fucking Rooks stay all day?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea. I think I might just do that. We look at each other like, ah, yeah! And like all the Rooks were like, we had this one dude. He's like, oh, fuck, I'll stay. I don't care. And the other dude was already staying. So right now we have... She said yeah. She said yeah the next day too. But we really haven't pushed it just because...
So when are you going to find out?
I'm going to ask her tomorrow. Because that's when me and the other dude's there too. The other dude that, you know...
Just tell her you got your family from out of town so you can watch this fucking game.
I told... Well, we've already... I'm pretty sure it's going to happen anyways. Yeah. The only thing is one dude got let go today. So the one dude that volunteered for that day.
Yeah.
So.
That sucks.
I told her it's going to be fucking slow day anyways. But even if it does happen.
You can't invite me to come to your house if you're not going to be.
But, well, that's why I'm already like 99% sure like it's going to happen.
So, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I can't get this brand new fucking awesome jersey and not be able to wear it. I'll be fucking pissed.
What happens if I accidentally spill oil in your jersey?
I'll just kiss you. I mean, I'll kill you. Oil? Where would you get oil from?
I don't know. Does it stain? It stains, right? I'm gonna have a quart of oil in my hand.
Soil? That'd be some defective shit. Just some. That's funny.
Football. Look at this new oil, fool! Oh shit! Oh, your new jersey. Oh. Yeah. So that voice is gonna go away. No more hearing that voice. No more.
That's.
Maybe I should just make up stories that I think would happen to him and share them.
The defector moment. Like something really fucked up around the world of news. The defector moment, you know?
Maybe we should do that. Yeah, he's a new character. Yeah. Defector lives.
We got the fuck you moment. We got the fast five. We got the raped. The get raped. Five. Yeah, rapid five. I'm sorry.
You always say fast five. That's a movie.
No, didn't I say... I said rapid five. Right now I said rapid five.
No, you said fast five.
Okay, well, we'll let the audio be the judge of that. I probably did. The rape bro moment, and you know, we can have the defector.
Yes.
Defector corner.
Maybe we should.
Yes.
I think it's gonna happen from now on. I gotta create a theme song.
Defector! Defector moment.
Here it comes. No, so my whole point
comes to ruin the day.
My whole point of bringing up, it tied into the whole drinking and driving thing. Peter brings up, while we're watching the games, while we're drinking in the fucking place, he goes, hey, do you know how you can get out of drinking and driving?
Oh, shit.
He goes, I heard a guy tell me. And Josh said exactly what I was already thinking.
Uh-huh.
He goes, yeah, peanut butter. And that's what I heard before, too. Like, if you shove peanut butter in your mouth, it hides the smell completely.
Where the
Yeah. Okay. So just have a jar of tea and peanut butter in your car at all times.
Yeah, because that will throw a cop off. Sir, what?
Well,
why do you have a wad of peanut
Josh,
butter?
Josh said that someone he knows always has like Reese's peanut butter cups in his car.
Oh,
and the guy just popped a shitload in his mouth. And the cop came up, and yeah, he took a breathalyzer test, and took it like 4 or 5 times. Could not get a reading.
What is it about peanut butter?
And the guy told him like, you know what? I know you're
can't
over.
Prove it.
But he's like, but because it's not coming up, get out of here.
So at 0.08, you're not stumbling or anything, right?
0.08 is nothing, man.
Nothing, no. Right? That's just a couple of drinks. But at 0.08, that's the law.
Yeah.
But obviously they have to prove it on their little machine.
Yeah.
But at that point, you can still pass sobriety test? The fucking walking a line and sitting alpha
backwards.
So.
I would think so. You know what Peter said? He said that this guy he knows got pulled over by a cop, Mexican guy, and he goes...
But when he says guy, he means boyfriend?
Yeah. And he said that the cop was like... he told him something like, I don't know what the problem is with you Mexicans is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he goes... And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. He said like... I don't know what the problem with you Mexicans is. You don't all like seafood. Don't you know that if you eat dried shrimp... It hides everything, and you can't get a reading off of it.
Really?
And I was like, what? And so, that was Peter's
dried shrimp, and they sell them too. The little, at the Spanish markets, those little bags of just
powder
or fucking spices or whatever.
Yeah.
They actually have little bags of dried shrimp. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that works.
Maybe that's why it's next to the liquor aisle,
right by that car for air fresheners.
Exactly. It's all a coincidence. I'm gonna take a picture of that. Watch, it's just dried shrimp. It's crazy.
All right, that's it, man. I think we're done, and it's time for
the fuck you moment.
Yeah. So, I want you to. You know what? I want you to give the Joker intro this time. Give me the best Joker intro. Yeah. Oh,
fuck. Here we go.
Here we go.
And here we go.
All right. Do you have yours? You don't have one.
I've got a lot, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, since it's the end of the year, can we? Let's do two.
You want to do two?
Yeah.
Let me look one up then, so I'm not.
Since we got no guests too.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got one.
All right.
Good. I already have some written in my phone, but I wanted to pick one.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, being out of town this last weekend, or last week for work, I had to sit by myself at the restaurants. All right?
Hey, how was that, the whole thing?
It was good. It was fun. It was fun because on Sunday...
You went to San Diego, right?
Yeah. Went to San Diego for work. They asked me to help out some stores, help out a store out there. It was cool. They paid for my car, my expenses.
You paid for your
car? Yeah. They paid for my rent a car. Paid for my expenses, and they paid for... a room. So it was cool. You know, I worked, 10, 11 hours a day.
But you never got back to me. I asked you on Facebook, did they pay for your gay porn chargers?
No. I told you I didn't need them because I had my laptop.
Oh, that's right.
I already had it downloaded.
You had all your gay porn on your laptop.
Exactly. I had my laptop and my iPhone just in case, you know?
Yeah.
So,
a boy can't be too careful.
Exactly. So, what's it called? Like I said, eating by myself at these restaurants because I was like, fucking, like, the cost was like, I think they gave me like average $40, $50 a day, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? I don't. I
wait, usually, $50 a day?
A day
to eat?
On expenses.
Eat?
Just daily expenses.
Oh.
Wait, so, what? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
And gas or whatever, right? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, what the fuck? Even when I do go to lunch, like, I bring lunch or I'll get, like, something small. So, like, there'd be days where, like, fuck it, I'm going to Chili's. I'm going to have me some steak today.
Can you get a beer?
I don't know.
Will they come up? It's just a bill,
well,
right?
Yeah, well, they gave me. I have to give back the receipts on the expense report. So I didn't. I did order one beer on one bill, but obviously I'm going to like take that out. I didn't know. I still don't know because I haven't done my expense report, but basically he's like, I still had change because I was, like, it got to the point where I was like, fuck, I don't want to eat out no more. Like, I ended up getting like a fucking, just like a little small meal one night, right? Yeah. So, ended up like having money and came back and like, they told me, well, that's yours. And I'm like, well, fuck, if I would have known that, I would have had Subway every day.
You know? So that's what, yeah, exactly. Sure. Fuck all that.
Yeah, because it got to the point, like, I went to Applebee's. I'm like,
unless you went to one place and got a $50 dinner.
No, well, I did go to one place that had like a fucking, I had like a $35 plate.
Yeah.
I said, fuck it.
How was it?
It was good. It was really good. I had steak two nights. I was only there for five. So, my fuck you moment is, obviously, I'm at a booth on myself, whatever, and it's happened before, but, you know, obviously, when you're with somebody or other people, you don't notice these things that much because you're talking to people. So, my fucking moment is to people that have kids that let them fucking, I call them booth intruders. I coined this term, booth intruders.
Yeah.
These kids that are fucking walking around the booth, and they're behind there, and they're blah, 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 and they're reaching over, and they're fucking touching you in the back, or yes, like, they're fucking playing on the fucking little divider, and they're just fucking swinging over and everything like that. Man, fuck those kids,
and the
man.
Parents don't give
and
a shit.
And the parents are just like, so how's your steak? Oh, it's pretty good. Can I have some of those mashed potatoes? And, like, dude, I was at the fucking restaurant, and, like, this kid was pretty much, like, whispering in my ear, man. And I'm like,
sweet nothings?
I'm like, dude, come on, dude. Tell your kid something, you know, or something. No, parent didn't do anything, dude. That was it. It was just like, yeah.
I've definitely seen that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like they're climbing over, looking at you. It's like, control your fucking kids. I mean, I mean, a lot of people don't control their kids. I mean, they let them go crazy all the place.
And then I had another one where I had one behind me, and I had another one that kind of like would turn around. Like, I was facing forward, and he was that kid that was like turning around, like looking at me. So I'm like, you know, like cutting my food, and he's just like looking right at me, like, what the fuck are you looking at, asshole? And like, what do you do at like?
He's probably like, you know, what a loser sitting by himself.
Exactly. And I felt like that, dude. I was like texting myself, like, and that's another
texting kind of, yourself.
A mini fucking moment to kind of go in the same thing is like, not texting. I'm sorry, not texting myself. I meant just like texting anybody I can.
Yeah.
A mini fucking moment is like, how depressing. Like, I used to be like that person. Like, man, like how ridiculous the world has gone where everyone's at a restaurant, like, supposedly conversating with people, and they're on their phones. Everyone's like, you know, on their phones. And, like, I'm now that person because I have no one, like, it's so depressing being by yourself at a restaurant, like, trying to have a nice dinner. And like,
right.
Fuck, no, what do I do?
How come you didn't sit at the bar?
I did sit at the bar.
Oh, wait.
No. The thing was, I was at the bar, but the bar was already closing. So, like, they gave me a seat. I tried to sit at the bar at a couple places.
Okay.
But even then, like, it's
yeah, kind of, if you're alone, you should have sat at a booth, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just, and then, that's even depressing, too. How many? One. One is the loneliest one. So.
Yes.
You know, I guess it's just, you know what? Fuck you being, you know, fuck you being lonely.
You know what? You just reminded me of a fuck you moment I wanted to write down, but I never did.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it now. Wait, okay. See, did you close it out?
Fuck you, booth intruders.
Thank you. Yes. All right. It's related to what you just said because it popped in my head right now. You said you were texting people and you were alone.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I correlated those two, but I want to say fuck you to myself.
Okay.
I'm going to say fuck you, James Danger. You know why? I did something that I hate. That people do.
What?
And I did it myself.
What?
And you also commented on it.
Okay.
On Facebook. People that write shit on Facebook that are very vague and they don't get into detail. And if you ask them about it, oh, nothing. I did the same kind of shit.
Facebook bitching?
Yeah.
Oh.
I normally don't ever do that. And then I'm like, holy fuck. Because Natalie goes, she tells me, she called me on it. She goes, oh my God, wow. Like,
yeah.
She goes, like, why do you post shit if you can't talk about it? And I'm like, fuck, she's right. I've become what I hate.
It's been one of those days. You know how some people are.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah.
And then like 30
I months, was that person.
Nothing.
I was that person. Yeah, so fuck myself because I got retarded, man.
Facebook bitching.
I left. It was because... Obviously, I mean, I already talked
what
about
happened,
it.
Yeah,
I already talked about it. I wasn't really upset. I'm just very surprised that that's what I said. I'm surprised at my age, after all my experience, that people, when they backstab you, I'm surprised at that shit, you know? You would think when you get older, like, okay, we're older now.
Yeah.
You know? People are not going to be like that. People won't do that shit, but it still fucking happens, man. These people are still shady out there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what age you are physically. People still act a certain age.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with people backstabbing? What the fuck?
Bastards.
What, are you in high school?
Fucking asshole.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. So fuck myself, because I'm sorry I let myself get carried away with that shit. I hate that. I really hate that when people do that shit. Yeah,
exactly.
And there I was doing it.
And there you go.
So fuck me.
With the wambulance. You chihuahua.
All right, so this is the end of the year. We're a solo team here, so what's your second fucking moment?
All right, second fucking moment. Obviously taken away from this last week's adventure at the mall. Obviously, you got the holidays coming up, and, you know, I guess you can't shop without your kids, all right? So my fuck you is to the parents that have kid leashes. I fucking hate that, all right? Fuck you people with kid leashes. Fuck you to the person who invented kid leashes, all right? I have cousins, you know, like, I'm honestly... I'm so anti-kid leashes because, one, it looks more dangerous than it actually helps. Because even if you're walking a kid, they can still get into all kinds of fucking trouble, all right? So, I mean, I've seen, like, this last week, and I've seen it before, where the kids, like, you know, obviously you're talking to a person. You're not looking at your kid because you feel like you've got a control of them.
Yeah.
That's a good, you know, 3-foot leash. Obviously, my dog has a longer leash. But... this kid can still walk sideways, and if a person's coming on oncoming traffic, can still take the kid out and take the leash out, and, you know, that's a three person pileup.
Yeah.
And I've seen it before. If the kid's walking in the sidewalk with the parent, they can still reach the fucking street. So it's fucking dangerous as shit.
I think, and I get what you're saying, I hate them too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more so that their kid won't get away. Like, run off.
I get that. Okay. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Natalie got one for Jasmine. It's a monkey backpack.
Yeah. Those are the ones.
Like, yeah. It looks like the monkey's like holding on.
Yeah, exactly.
Holding on to her. She has, like, the hands and the clips in the front.
Yeah.
And the tail is the leash.
It's the leash. Yeah, exactly.
We've never taken it in public.
Yeah. I cannot stand people like that, man.
Yeah.
It does look weird.
Yeah. It's very strange.
It's like if... Like I said, obviously I don't have a kid, and you know, who knows, maybe I might use one. But it just, it doesn't look like the safest thing. On top of that, it looks very demeaning, and it's just, you're lowering your children to a fucking animal aspect, man. I mean, fuck, dude, the leash is only 3 feet long. And I do get that, where I've actually seen a fucking, like, I'm driving by and like, fuck, there's that kid just like running on the sidewalk, and like, there's a little old, you know, Mexican lady that's watching her, and like, yeah. She's trying to fucking run after the kid, and it's a good, you know, 10 feet, you know, and I'm like, I've actually pulled over, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's not safe, and, like, end up catching up to her, but I get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would think that people are smart enough, hopefully, that, you know, don't have enough stuff where your kid can get out of control.
Yeah. Just keep an eye on your goddamn kids, huh?
You
know, you just reminded me of the Planet of the Apes when he goes, when he asks him, Am I a pet?
Yeah, like, exactly.
No, you're not a pet.
That's what I thought. Kid leash. I'm like, that's what a leash should be for. But like, yeah, these kid leashes are fucking ridiculous, man. I think the person that invented should burn in hell. I don't see. And then my cousin's like,
you heard it here. you heard it here first, folks.
My cousin's like, you don't have kids yet. You don't know. I'm like, you have a leash on. Yeah, it's great because I can keep an eye. I'm like, you know, Vader has a longer leash than your kid, right? Like, if we were to have both of our loved ones, you know, the bunny ears, both of our loved ones in these contraptions, my dog would have a longer leash than your kid.
That's right.
So
he's better.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, close it out.
Fuck you, kid leashes.
Fuck you, kid leashes.
Fuck you,
kid leashes. I'm fine with that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. All right, my
if I ever get a kid leash for a baby shower, I'm gonna punch that.
I'm gonna give it to you now.
I'm gonna punch
you. I'll give you a Darth Vader kid leash, and you'll love it. You're gonna use it. After
so
that.
The little leash is gonna be red like a lightsaber, or can it be
or
just
a lipstick?
Like, can it be? Can it be like clear, so it looks like I got the Force holding on to him?
The Force. How about a Spider-Man web coming out of your hand?
I can see them being kind of cool. Maybe, I don't know.
Like, yeah, you know what? We're gonna manufacture cool kid leashes. Cool
kid leashes.
Like the Spider-Man thing.
You know, like, it's so unrealistic having a tail that long. A 3-foot tail? Come on.
Everyone knows that. What, are you stupid?
Stupid. Come on now. And no one's monkeys.
Monkeys, yeah.
It's always a monkey. Why can't
it What else has a tail?
That long? Well, a monkey doesn't even have a tail that long.
That's true. A spider monkey has a pretty long tail.
What about like an aardvark backwards? You know, like you just hold a fucking an anteater, you know, like a really long tongue.
What about a porn star? Have like a Ron Jeremy? Say,
just like
he's just holding back, a long
it's
cock.
It's just like all black and hairy.
Hey, speaking of cocks. We're watching Planet of the Apes today, like I told you, and movie.
I'm going to borrow it today.
No, you're not. You can watch the DVD copy.
Cool.
Not the Blu-ray. Yeah, right. Yeah, you can take that one.
Right. What is it with these movies nowadays?
I don't know.
The Blu-ray, DVD.
And then what's the other one? The third one is the
digital copy?
Yeah, the digital copy. What the fuck does that even mean?
Because nobody buys DVD.
You can't watch a DVD on a computer. You got to watch a digital.
First of all, if you're not going to keep the digital copy, I'll download it then. On my Schmipad.
Oh, you can take that?
Yeah, I can put that on my
digital copy?
Yeah, that's what the digital copy is.
Well, I don't know if I have that one. Some of them have all three.
The digital copy is basically, it's a one-time pass to put on your...
oh, no shit?
Cell device.
Yeah. One time?
Yeah, they're not going to... If you basically have an open code, why buy another movie if you could just keep on giving the code to people?
I didn't know that. I thought, okay. I don't know if this one has... You can take the DVD. I don't know if it's...
Dark Knight has that.
I don't know if it's the digital copy or if it's just the only two of them. I'll check it out.
Most movies are like, Dark Knight has that. My Dark Knight Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I don't have that on Blu-ray.
I'll get that one. I'll try it.
No, I have it on DVD, just not on Blu-ray.
I don't.
So anyways, what I was thinking about watching Planet of the Apes today.
You're not a Bat fan.
Blu-ray wasn't that popular when I was getting... Actually, it was, but it was all like super high-priced when that shit first came out.
They've dropped down in price.
Oh yeah, big time. Yeah,
I remember because
that's why I'm getting them now.
Yeah, I think I fucking the last movies I bought was Dark Knight and Step Brothers.
I got American Psycho Blu-ray for $5.
Oh yeah, I know they got a whole bunch of Blu-rays on sale.
I couldn't believe it.
I don't buy movies now because I just download them.
Yeah,
I know that it sacrifices in quality, but the thing is, my TVs aren't 1080, so it doesn't translate well enough.
It's not a 1080?
My flat screen's not a 1080.
Oh, that's a shame.
I bought it when...
It's a shame. I got a 1080.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Anyways, sorry. Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. I was watching a movie, and I'm thinking, you know what? None of these monkeys have any balls or dicks. Think about that. Okay? So there's there's bonus features on this thing, right? And I wanted to watch that. What?
The bonus features. I was like,
they're okay. The cool part is like the guy Andy Serkis wearing that shit in his face and all that in the getup. You can watch the shit online though. I saw that online before the movie even came out.
Did you?
I saw it after I came. I watched the movie and then they had like, you know, the behind the scenes shit, which is actually very fucking interesting if you look at it.
I like.
He's doing all that shit the monkeys are doing. All the monkeys are humans. You know that? Human actors.
Don't tell me.
No. Really? Is it blowing it for you? You've seen the movie though, right?
Yeah.
All right. So they have like a behind the scenes and they talk about...
I was just going to go really racist right now. Never mind.
He running shit now. So in behind the scenes they have... Well, there's like a documentary feature about chimps, orangutans, and gorillas. Okay? Uh-huh. You can watch three different... So they're talking about the chimps. And chimps, when they show them on the documentary, have like large ass things.
Uh-huh.
Large ass growths.
Like these black, these bulb fucking
things.
Yeah,
like
on
these
ass,
huge,
right?
Huge hairless, bulby ass bump thingies, right? In Planet of the Apes, the movie, none of them have that.
Yeah.
And then also, these chimps running around have giant balls and big fucking lipsticks popping out while they're walking around. Yeah. They have these lipsticks popping out. None of the fucking apes.
If I remember, Caesar, he does the traditional fucking cartoon animal, right? They only put a sweater on him or something like that? Or did he have pants on too?
He had pants and a sweater on.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
On him. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The rest of them had nothing, but no one had any... I mean, come on. Isn't it funny they don't have any balls in the movie?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they wanted to go X-rated with it. Right?
Yeah, I guess, but... I just thought that was funny, you know, interesting. You know, everyone, they look for the details and all that.
The director went, balls, no balls.
Giant ass bump. Exactly. Nah, I'm not going that route. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it's pretty distracting because the whole time you're showing, like, the documentary, you're like, you can't help to look at their giant ass bulge or their balls swinging.
Exactly.
Some of the chimps have huge balls hanging down there. I got to tell you.
It's just like when you're watching National Geographic and, like, it's like this lost ancient tribe, like, and they just haven't had no clothes on, and like they're doing, and this is how they survive against the tiger attack. Watch as it as there's one live, but you can't help but to look at their saggy, nasty pony boobs.
That was the best part of looking at those magazines, right? Like the National Geographic as a kid.
And there was never any like, I was it like just hereditary that there was like not one had nice boobs. Because I mean, out here, there's girls with like nice natural boobs.
You think it's because they have no support? You think the support helps keep them up? The bra? But,
I mean,
no bra your whole life, they're gonna be hanging down, right? I don't know. Maybe it's what they're eating.
I mean, yeah, I think it's just, I mean, their
roots for figs and whatever they're, whatever the fuck they're eating.
Anyway,
my fuck you moment goes to my fuck you moment goes to women's hair. Because women's hair winds up everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All over the place.
I concur.
You right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. My wife, she's a woman, I think, right? She's a woman? Yeah, she's a woman. And my daughter, okay? And you can tell it's their hair because obviously it's fucking long. You know what? I'll be honest. My hair gets places too, but their hair seems to get everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
I got a list of things where it goes. Here we go.
Oh.
The sink? The bathtub, in food at times, in my mouth. Oh,
food, okay.
My mouth sometimes, but hold on, it gets worse. In my clothes while I'm wearing them, like something will tickle me in my neck.
Yeah.
I'll pull a long fucking hair out of my neck, right? Long ass hair. Okay. Here's another one that's a little disturbing. I go to take a piss. I see it. What? There's a hair. Wraps around my cock. You pull. Does this happen to you? Like down in there?
Yeah.
I don't know how it got in there. I don't know why, how.
It's because they're washing your underwear and it just happens to fall in.
No, I wash my own underwear.
Oh. She won't wash your shitty underwear?
Not that she won't wash it. I just always have. My shitty underwear.
Yeah, she won't wash your shitty underwear. Huh? No. That's why. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. She won't wash your shitty.
She can't
deal with
shit stains. No.
She can't, yeah.
You know what? I've always washed my own clothes. I never asked. I mean, I've asked her once in a while, but. I've always just done it.
So you guys just wash separate clothes?
Yeah. Sometimes if I'm doing a load, I have like, you know, a small load. Hey, you need anything washed? You know what? Josh is kind of like anal about washing his clothes. Like he will separate, it's because of his mom, I think. He will separate like his normal clothes from his work clothes to like his underwear has to go in a separate wash completely. Is that weird?
But no. Okay, I can get that. I guess like, I kind of used to do that just because you don't want.
I don't care.
Whatever. No, well, I think yours is a little bit more strange because you guys are a married couple.
It's strange we don't do it together?
Yeah. Well, it's strange that, well, that on top of that, but that you would stop at your clothes only.
I don't, well, it's not that I stop my own clothes. It's because we wear clothes at a different rate. Like, because I was working, I wore more socks. And, like, you know, I run out of socks faster because I wear, like, double or three pairs of socks.
Okay, but, well.
Because I'm working, I'm like. My clothes are fucked. I mean, there's more clothes getting thrown down every night because she wears scrubs to her work, and it's like, you know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, well, Sandra, she'll do like I don't haven't touched the fucking washing machine in a long time, but she'll do like I guess I wear a lot of socks, and like they're like those fucking small socks.
Yeah.
But she'll do them like one like
just. You know what? Like, I think it just
it, like it, I'll have like maybe two pairs of socks, and like she'll like she's awesome at that, dude. She, like, stocks my shit. Like, I'll have two pairs of socks, and then, like, next thing you know, I got a whole bunch of socks. And, like, my boxers, like, I'll have... Like, she'll watch all, like, all my boxers, like, socks and then fucking wife beaters at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, the white clothes, and she'll do all that shit at the same time, but...
Yeah, like, you know what? I think I got ripped off here with a woman that is not, like, yours or other people's. Like, I gotta do most things myself because she's... I'm just kidding. No, I think I've always just done my own laundry. I mean,
and
for a long time.
This is where the real life slap comes in when she hears this. When she hears this, I can't wait.
She doesn't listen to the show. Yeah, I've always done my own laundry. I just kept doing it. I mean, I never said, "Hey, do my laundry." I need my shit washed, I'll just wash it myself.
It never got to that point.
She won't do it for me. I know she won't. I mean, if I leave it there, it'll be left there. She won't like say, "Oh, I noticed your clothes were dirty. I washed them." No, that won't happen.
So you guys got separate habits.
You know what? Maybe because she does. Maybe because we got kids. I think maybe if you have kids, do you think she'll stop doing yours?
I don't think so.
And say, "Fuck you! I'm doing the kids. Don't worry about yourself."
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, let me finish my "fuck you" moment. Who cares? Anyways, the strangest place I found a woman's hair. I'm gonna tell you this. Okay. This is the best. This is the best. Not me. I'm changing Jacob's diaper. I'm changing, and there's a hair there's a hair on his ass cheek, like stuck to his ass. You know, like in like a circle or two, a loop de loop. And I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to I use the wipey. I grab the hair with the wipey. I pinch the hair, dude. There's about 2 inches that in his asshole.
Oh,
I don't know how it happened.
He ate it.
I don't know how it happened. I see the hair on his ass cheek. I grab it with the wipey. I start pulling. It starts unraveling. And it goes... And it gets tight right into his butthole. I go, "What the fuck is this?" I start pulling it. It's like a fucking magic trick with a clown that pulls the shit out of their mouth. It just keeps coming out. Like 2 inches of fucking hair. Whoop! Oh my god! And he's just smiling at me, and I'm like, "Wow!"
And that's what led me
to write it down on my phone.
The bottom end is heavier than the top end because it's got shit on it.
There's a tiny bit of shit on it. A tiny little speck of shit.
Little nugget.
I'm gonna be honest. A tiny, tiny speck of shit. A
little sesame seed.
But as soon as I said that, I was laughing for one, and secondly, I was like, "This is out of hand." The moment you find a piece of hair in someone's ass, okay, that's it's got out of hand. So. It's got out of hand. So. Fuck you, women's hair. You get everywhere. It's annoying.
Stop shedding.
Yeah, stop doing that. What's the matter with you?
Fucking
keep your hair already, goddammit. Huh?
Go get some Pantene Pro-V or some Pert Plus.
Fuck you!
I had to regulate on Saturday the other day, dude. What? Not regulate, but I had to ask her nicely.
Beat her a little bit?
I had to ask her nicely. Fucking, fucking my comb was out because I only use one comb for my do.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept on. She gets up. She starts work earlier than me. I kept on. I'd go do my daily routine and pass the sink. My comb's out. I don't think I remember. Did I forget from yesterday? No. Okay. So I finally asked her after a couple of days. I'm like, "Hey, are you using my comb?" She's like, "Oh yeah, sorry." You know what? And things like little things. She'll be like, I don't think she's afraid of me. I think she just hates to admit it. I'll be like, "Hey, did you do this?" "No." "Did you do it?" "Oh yeah." But like,
she's a lying scum, is what you're saying.
It's gotten to the point where like sometimes I'll comb my hair and like I'll be fucking like comb your hair down and like, you know, later on in the day you're just like doing whatever and like you just feel that little tickle on your hair.
Yeah.
Like the fuck? Fucking pull this like long ass fucking hair from my and it's like all gelled up, so like it started from the comb and then like I comb my hair and like fuck, man. Yeah. I had a fucking Denny's, man. I went to Denny's in San Diego, right? Uh-oh. I don't get grossed out too much, and I like it just will go show. I went to Denny's and I ordered a fucking meal, and I'm like, "Hell yeah, I'm gonna eat this fucking meal." So like, I started fucking eating the fries, and like this fucking spider fucking hair clot, not a piece of hair, this like hair clot, right, in the food, and I'm like, "Oh, this is fucking nasty." I'm like, "All right." Call the waitress over, and I'm like, not want to make a fucking scene out of stuff, you know. Yeah. I'll usually maybe tell them, but like if I could work around it, I'll just fucking cut that whole, you know, diameter around it and just fucking pull it off, you know.
Yeah. Are you afraid if you tell them they're gonna
do something? No. The thing is, I will tell them just because I know, like, it's like, yeah, whatever.
It happens. Yeah, it happens.
Shit happens, you know. Yeah. So I like I'm like, no, this is too much. So I tell her, I'm like,
it crossed the line.
Yeah, I tell, and it was a fucking good size, right? It was fucking nasty, dude. So I'm like, I'm not gonna eat these fries. Like, I'll eat the sandwich still, but I'm not gonna eat the fries. I got my line. All right, I was fucking hungry. I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking wait all day for another sandwich. So I told her, she's like, she had this like look of like, oh fuck, you know, like I'm thinking if I'm one of those typical customers, I'm gonna fucking go irate. So the manager comes over. I'm like, okay, here he comes with the line of, I'm sorry. Meals on us. No. He offers me a free dessert.
That's it?
That's it. Nice. I'm like, your customer's happiness is a free dessert? Wow. if I wasn't so fucking... And that's the thing, man. If, like, if I was a stander, I'm pretty sure she would have blown up.
Yeah.
But I'm just not that type of person. Right. I was like...
Yeah, I'm not.
I was like, she's like, you better... Like, she's pretty much, like... If I could have, like, shown him the text, I think I would have owned Denny's by now. But I was just like... yeah, it happens. It's cool. You know, I don't need dessert or anything like that. No, we insist. We insist. It's cool. You know, just you guys make me another plate or something. I was just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Dude, my mom, she went to, her and my dad, I wasn't there. They went to that restaurant Norm's. You know that restaurant? Yeah. And they were there, and I think it was Norm's. Maybe. Sorry, Norm's.
It was an eatery.
It was Norm's or Bob's Big Boy. One of those two. But she got, maybe it was Norm's. She got like a hot chocolate or something, or a coffee. No, she don't drink coffee. It was hot chocolate. They bring her the cup. Maybe it was coffee. And so she's putting, I guess she's putting creamer in the coffee. That's probably coffee.
Yeah.
Putting creamer in the coffee and then puts a spoon in there to stir it. And she's like, she puts a spoon in like, there's shit in the cup. That, like, while she's like, what the fuck is this? She uses the spoon just to scoop whatever's in there. Yeah. And it's like old creamers that have been opened. Like, the cup was used to put trash in.
Fuck, that's
which means
nasty.
They didn't wash the fucking cup.
Yeah.
They put it in the back and someone grabbed it and poured fucking coffee into it. She was so disgusted. She was so fucking, like, disgustedly, terrifiedly disgusted. She's like, we're leaving. We're out of here.
Yeah.
They just left. That's fucking nasty, right? Like you know what? It wasn't even that. It was like trash.
Yeah.
And like empty creamers, like,
whatever
the trash at the table.
Yeah, they just put everything in. Trashed in a little trash can, and they fucking put it back. See, I'm not like, I'll use this example. Once I went to Chick-fil-A and we had a little box of chicken nuggets, and Sanders' mom happened to bite into one that, you know, I guess had a little hair around it, and like I said, I'm like, fuck, man. I'm like, she's like, I don't want it anymore. Got all disgusted. She's just like, it looked like she's gonna throw. She's all, you know, they get all like, you know. So I'm like, fucking get like the nuggets that are on that side, and like, and I just fucking start eating the other nuggets. And the guys over there, they're like, oh, we're so sorry, we'll pay for this. And they give us all these fucking coupons. I'm like, hey, can I just use this right now? And they're like apologizing. I'm like, no, it's okay, man. Shit happens, you know. And I think it's just because working in food industry myself, I think I had cool experiences. So, you know, because they, you know, in turn they kind of come back and spit in your food.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can see spit.
Yeah.
If you really can. I mean, you spit in mashed potatoes. I mean, you just fucking mix that shit up.
Who knows, man? I've sent shit back before and been kind of scared about it, but fuck. I've gotten food that's been cold.
I've fucked with people.
I've gotten, like, have you?
Yeah.
What have you done?
We still,
Oh, man. Don't want to know?
Yeah, one fucking guy just...
Jizz?
Can't, no.
Oh.
Kind of, you know, just... Not spit, but I did that, like... You know, like...
Oh, raspberries?
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
It's still spit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But I mean,
probably going to hell for that, right?
This guy's probably going to be there, though. He's that much of a prick. And I've done little things like that, too. You know?
That's cool, then.
Oh, wait, no. I did kind of spit a little thing into a manager's cup one time. Of coffee. He pissed me off, and I just went... You know, did one of those things, I mix it around.
I would love to jizz in someone's cup of coffee. That would be awesome. Actually, jizz in someone's gravy, then you wouldn't be able to tell, right?
Yeah,
like that country gravy. That's
it's a sausagey gravy.
That'd be cool.
Fart on someone's meringue.
A couple times, I think I may have said this on the show before, but did I? Stop me if you heard it. There was this guy playing.
Oh wait,
basketball. Basketball, and he had a Gatorade, and one of my buddies, we were in like middle school, he didn't like the guy. He was an Asian guy, and he's like, fuck this guy. He had like an orange Gatorade, and he opens the Gatorade, he goes, this guy goes, he sucked the biggest loogie, spit it in the Gatorade bottle, and just like shook it up.
Oh,
you can see it floating there, dude. It was floating on top of the fucking bottle. I think I might have told the story, but who cares. He puts it down, and the guy that's playing basketball, they're playing really intense, is at lunchtime. He comes, and we're all watching, just waiting. He comes to after the game's over, the bell rings, he grabs the Gatorade, he just chugs it. And you can see the fucking loogie floating, dude. He just...
The fucking island disappears.
And you see him, like, take the cup, like the plastic away from his mouth. He'd be like, what the fuck? But it's already in there. It's already down.
It's already gone, yeah.
And we're just laughing.
You ever get that? You ever get to that point where you're already like, fuck, what the fuck was that? You just like, fuck,
yeah,
there's no turning, already, there's no turning back. And
point of no return.
You just like, fuck it.
This one time, I kind of feel guilty about it, but it was also very funny at the time. This guy was eating a burger from high school, and he was kind of a dick. And so, like, you ever see those, like, things that came out of the trees? They had, like, spines all over them that would get, they're brown. A bunch of, like, spiny, pokey things.
Yeah, I think I know what you
And, like,
about.
When people would step on them, and they get all flat.
Yeah.
And so, someone stepped on, like, shit was stepped on a bunch of times, so it looked like the color of a burger.
Yeah.
And so, he wasn't paying attention. I put it in his burger, like, between the bread. And this shit's a fucking, like, a big...
Yeah, hard, they're not
hard spiny thingy, yeah, whatever. Okay. But it's all smashed. So I put it in there, and me and my, I think Peter was watching, and we're just watching the whole time. And he grabs the burger and he bites it, and he freaks out. Like, he spits it out, throws all his food in the trash because he's disgusted. We're laughing. He looks at me and goes, "What the fuck's so funny?" Because I had a spoiled burger, and I was like,
"Because I had a spoiled burger."
I felt bad about that. Jack. So, like, this is my moment. I guess I will say I'm sorry to that guy.
Fuck you, and I'm sorry. It happens.
Yeah.
That's what's fun about it.
I guess that's it, right? Show's over?
Show's over.
Man, this went a long time. Longer than I thought
Happy
it would.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Yeah, next time we see you, it should be 2012.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes.
Lito, it's been a pleasure, man.
Always pleasure, buddy.
Next year, we'll continue.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we do. But we should.
To infinity and beyond!
Probably not that far, but close.
Yeah, at least for a couple more episodes. Until I grow fucking tired of you!
The day you dump me, I won't feel so bad. We can still be friends.
I just can't quit you.
Can we still be friends after?
Yes.
With benefits. Alright, everybody. We'll see you next year.